Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Experience the Iceman.
I can feel him.
I have felt him.
Strange that I have not.
You know, I'm a simple man. I like to see scantily clad women and people getting mauled by polar bears.
This is Sean Connery, and I listen to the Iceman every day on 107.9 WCSB. Well, I really don't, but he's paying me a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, he's a talent. Well, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, here we are.
Welcome to the pre-show. Obviously, we have some disc jockey tapes to play.
Well, that first one's terrific.
96.9, home of the best variety of the 90s. And today, this is Feral K. More fun than a bag of sugar and a wet finger on the weekend. Celebrity couple sighting, Paris Hilton and Backstreet
Boys. There you go.
Florida. Yeah, she's in the tough guys now. This guy couldn't rape a breeze.
This guy couldn't what? Couldn't
wait to breathe?
I don't know.
I like it. What are you guys being so hard on?
96.9, only the best variety of the 90s. And today, this is Feral K on the weekend. What are you doing tomorrow? Get up. Noon to 2 o'clock tomorrow at the International College campus.
Yeah.
I-75 on Amokley Road. Gina Birch is going to be on hand where you can audition for a chance to be on Survivor. That's right, Survivor. Outwit, outlast, outplay, outmaneuver.
Bad DJ.
I like it. Takeouts, who the hell knows. Get on to wingtv.com, fill out an application, and you will have a 2-minute chance to tell Gina Birch why you should be on Survivor.
On Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that wants a job here.
Yeah. Remember, hey, don't say anything about him or he'll kick your ass.
You know what the greatest thing about that is? That's not just some randomly selected tape. That's the one he sent us to let us know how great he is.
That's right. Well,
that's his best work.
Well, and Rob, you're disputing it?
Wing 96.9, home of the best variety of the 90s today. Don't forget tomorrow.
Wing 90 on the best variety
of the 90s today.
Yeah, baby!
Wing
96 on best variety.
Today. Don't forget tomorrow, 11 to 1, join very own Gina Birch at the Home and Garden Show at Fort Myers Harborside Convention Complex. Come on out and hang with her. Show your green thumb and any other discolored appendages.
Good audio, too.
We'll be right back.
That is Feral K playing more of your favorite hits. He plays them simultaneously.
Is that another guy that got on there? I mean, I can't. Or, same guy.
Is narrating.
He that versatile?
He's narrating his tape.
More fun than a bag of eels and a swimmer you can't stand. It's Feral K, Wing 96.9.
He's showing you some of his crazy production ability.
I think he's terrific.
Hi, Wendell.
Very smooth.
I'll bet there's a lot of you out there that are sick of Beyonce Knowles, but not me. I'm raging.
He's raging?
I like him.
He's awful.
Oh no!
I don't want to crown him as the best. Oh, hold on. Where's the? There you go. I don't want to crown him as the best of the worst yet.
Right?
Okay.
Because we've got so many tapes. We talked about this since Cameron ran the accidental ad.
Right.
In the trade magazine.
Wink, wink.
Oops.
Anyway, we've got all these DJ tapes, and I guess we'll get to them. I just thought that would be a way to start rather than do the bad DJ jokes. And again, we got a couple of groaners.
You do?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
I'm Michael Moore, known as Scott Shannon. What Friends character wore the most jewelry? Chandler Bing.
Oh.
Completely lame groaners.
Groaners. Oh, my God.
What communist dictator is hated by Muslims?
I don't know.
Infidel Castro.
Oh, God.
And then there's one joke that says, careful, Cletus, meaning discussion.
This could be too hot, too controversial.
Right, and now the bit is, top signs your school has selected a bad commencement speaker.
Okay.
Because this DJ prep service says to the disc jockeys, we say, people are graduating college
talk
now.
Talk to the kids.
So there's a lot of them, the signs that you've got a bad commencement speaker. Some of them have to yell to be heard because his Siamese twin is munching on celery sticks. You know, it is a bad commencement speaker when at the end of his speech.
Wait, hold on a second. What are you doing? What? You're laughing? What are you doing?
Did you laugh at that?
That's the one funny thing. Think about it. The guy has to yell because he's a Siamese twin.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
He's eating celery.
All right, shut up, Rob. They've worn me down.
He is a bad speaker because at the end of his speech, Justin Timberlake comes out and rips his shirt off.
See, that's not funny.
That's right. Thank you.
But the one about munching on celery stick,
but
that is.
But if it's a deformity, yeah. if it's a malady.
Well, then Rob's going to love this one.
It's a Rob's Siamese
gonna,
twin.
Rob's going to love this one. It will start the show right after this. This is the one that says, careful, Cletus.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Sent out. What's the name of this DJ joke service?
This is the complete sheet.
The complete sheet.
Sure is.
Joe, your school might be having a graduation. How do you know if they've selected a bad commencement speaker, Mr. Drysdale?
I don't know. How did you tell me, Mrs. Shannon?
Before he begins, he asks the dean to make all the Negroes stop staring at him.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus. That's not one that we made up.
I like the celery one.
That's the one that they put. Careful, Cletus.
Wow.
Like, watch out. This bit too hot for radio.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to vote.
Right, right.
Hi
there, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there. Here are the guys. They all like that joke, too, about the Siamese twin eating the celery stick.
Funny.
They're funny,
it's
right.
The true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Those guys were all real busy this morning.
Why? What were they doing?
I promised them 5 extra points if they could hit the girl with the volleyball.
Oh, God.
It's good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Greg Coward and all the ships at sea.
There's nothing you don't miss, is there?
After you let the air out of the balloon, all you're left with is the late deck and Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Friday.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
06-04-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Right, that's May. Excuse me.
June.
6 month, fourth day. June 4th, 2004. Phone number 877-365-3636. From America, Canada, 1-800-636-1067 and WJFK 202-432-1067. Hi, BA, is Joe there, please?
Yes, he is. Hold a second.
How dare you? How dare you steal his thunder?
I did. I stole his thunder, didn't I?
You did, Joe.
I really did. I thought of that as soon as I said it.
Joe, would you please kick off the weekend?
The weekend is here. We'll have a can of beer.
I ruined it for him.
No. Thank you, Joe.
No. I'm sorry. Joe, I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
Joe, but someday when you get your own radio show, you'll be able to scream. And Mike O'Mara stole my beer.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry.
Weekend's here.
Joe. No, people will call into you guys and say you're ripping off Joe Ardinger.
Thank you, Joe.
See ya.
Okay. Adios.
I have to come up with my own weekend line.
Uh-huh. Peace out to him. Well, and boy, am I relieved. Here I am, the dope of all time, thinking that my wife's birthday is Sunday. Oh. I just realized while looking at a calendar moments ago that her birthday is Monday.
It's Monday.
You're celebrating Monday. Over the weekend.
Have you purchased her gift yet?
Well, Mike, this is a point of discussion.
Do you have the keys with you?
She has the gift.
Uh-huh.
And this now is where we're going to find out, if you pardon the pun, where the rubber meets the road. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you have to start celebrating or observing the birthday at sundown tonight?
Yes,
right?
That's the reason I'm bringing it up on our national show. Is that
it's a holy weekend.
Tonight at sundown, and incidentally, from sundown until sunup, you are not allowed to eat. It's a total fast.
Oh,
and
know.
All you must do is think about all the things that Frida has done for you.
Amen.
In your life. And then tomorrow morning, get up and meditate and do as Frida does. Eat nothing bad for you.
Will you be visiting the stations of the Frida?
Mike, there are so many stations of the Frida. I don't know if I'm going to have time to visit each and every one.
Uh-huh. Very good.
But I am, Robbie?
We were very busy last night dyeing our Frida eggs. and decorating our Frida tree.
You're wound up, aren't you, boy? You are. You're
well, you know what? He's wound up.
Why is he wound up today?
Because his bride is
out of town.
His bride is out of town.
Look at that. He's like,
caring for her ailing mother.
Did you? You didn't have? Did you have like ice cream or something? Because did energy surge through your body?
No. That would have
been
fire.
That's all it takes.
I'll tell you when the energy surged through his body when he saw that Tahoe pull out of his parking lot today.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, listeners, it officially starts tonight. And then throughout the weekend, just think of Frida. Think of Frida and think of all the things that she...
You want people to drive with their lights on? Just any type of political statement or something like that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, anytime this weekend, we should take that and make that our own, Mike.
Right.
Anytime you see anybody in the daylight or at night with their lights on, that means it's a tribute to my wife's birthday, which is not even until Monday.
Right.
But for some reason, I thought it was this weekend, and I thought it was this weekend.
Drop a card in the mail.
She's got, you know, the world revolving around this thing that's happening anyway. So here I am wasting time I'll waste time on Monday and tell you what we did to celebrate this, the holiest of holy days. And she keeps pointing out that this is the one that's not important.
Uh-huh.
It's the next one that's important.
What? Which one is this one?
This one is 49.
Oh, so next one's the big
next
one. Oh boy, that's
the
one. That's a tough. Right. That may be the toughest for anybody.
The next one is the big life crisis one. So
that's
we'll
right.
see.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
What machine?
They're ready to believe you.
I am not going to get mad today. I am just going to urge you at home now to start playing these machines. And by that I mean start in your own individual groups, identifying which of the machines will trip. There are six cartridge machines.
Write down your answers.
We just had one that tripped by itself. There were no other tapes being played.
Mm-hmm.
I did not touch a button. Mike, did you see or would you like to guess?
Number six?
Number six. No, it is not the famous number six.
I have number six.
No, Robbie. Oh, Rob.
I'm going to guess number three.
No, you're wrong. It's one is the loneliest number today.
One is the loneliest number.
Today it's machine number one that fired. You know, I think we just have to do is just take the tapes out.
Mm-hmm.
That way.
They can't. You take the bullets out of the chamber, they can't fire.
That's right.
You take those away, they can never hurt you.
That's right, because cart machines don't kill people.
That's right.
People kill people.
That's right.
Cart machines don't kill radio shows.
I think we ought to have a national ban on cart machines.
Radio shows kill radio
cart machine control.
let's see. The Joe's Cicada tapes, we will get to that perhaps. I've even got them here. Perhaps we'll get to them now.
Because
there's so much. There's so much happening. There's all this OJ stuff that I really want to share with you.
Okay.
Not now, but I think next hour, BA has got, here's the NASCAR driver we're rooting for this weekend, rookie Johnny Sauter. He drives for Richard Childress Racing. He's got the blue car, the 30 car.
The 30 car!
The AOL car.
And
he's at the time trials right now at Dover.
How's he doing?
We'll find out when he calls in, which is going to be...
He's a rookie, you say?
He is a rookie.
You got any W's?
I don't think he does. Well, I think if he had W's, he probably wouldn't be on this show.
Really?
So I think he's an up-and-comer.
They've gotten so big now that you can't get them. We used to be able to get all of them, and now it's just so hot.
It's too hot. Well, now we get the guys that are on the way up.
I want Tony Stewart.
And then no, he's
I want
big.
Jimmy Johnson.
No, Mike, he just won last week. He's the guy that made
Matt
that incredible...
Vincent.
Nope. I'm sorry, you're going to have to...
I want Junior!
You're going to have to take Johnny Sauter, and you're going to have to be happy with him, because at least he's not one of these guys that's got like a two-week sponsorship.
If we get Johnny Sauter, we get Johnny Sack, too.
Johnny Sack?
I want Johnny Sack from The Sopranos. And you know what? We can get Johnny Sack.
Sure, and how do we do that?
I can't meet with you like this. It's undignified.
You don't think we could get Johnny Sack?
Don't you now listen.
Don't you think he's the... Just hear me out. Don't you think he's the kind of guy on that cast of that Sopranos, nobody knows, nobody could pick him out of a lineup?
I agree, but listen, here's the thing. I've had this discussion with our brand-new producer. If you'd like to jump in and see how easy it is to get Johnny Sack...
You will be connected.
It's impossible. First off, here's the deal with that. HBO don't need any promotion.
The show's on in whatever 3 days. They're on.
Can't go on meeting like this.
They're on.
Undignified.
They're on hiatus. That none of them want to do any interviews. I started at the bottom. I said like Bobby Bacala.
Mm-hmm.
I said I think Bobby Bacala. He would be great.
Yeah, and he's kind of right at that Johnny Sack level.
Yeah, right. And Johnny Sack was on my list too. And
no way, huh?
No, nope. I mean, BA's had a lot of luck with some other leads, but the Sopranos thing, it's a dead freaking end.
Yeah, they're very hot.
Hey, so what did they say about the Sopranos?
Well, they're on hiatus, and it's really difficult to get them because they're not all together, yada, 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 la, la, la.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've tried, Mike. We've tried.
Oh, yeah, I've tried.
For Johnny Sack. We know you love Johnny Sack.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Bria. Thanks.
Maybe next.
Thanks. I might as well get myself used to that.
Used to what?
Huh?
Used to what?
Disappointment.
Disappointment. Mm-hmm. I think she'll surprise you.
I hope so.
You know what? You know all I've really told her for you to make you happy?
To see if I can guess. I think I can guess based on what. Get me food.
No.
What?
No. Just to make sure you have the beverages.
Yeah, well, I know it's something that is something I eat or drink. That's what it's like. She comes in and goes, okay, I got that thing. I mean, even though I don't have anything to do.
But absolutely. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Here's what I want to say. Is it the one thing that you do bitch about a lot here in the studio? With no offense to Joe, who can hear this. We all know Joe's an idiot, but we love him. Don't you scream a lot when you come in? You go, God damn it. All I ask Joe for is like one this tea or one goddamn chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
And you never really tell Joe
right. Your
outrage when you place a food order and it shows up.
He knows. He vibes off of that, but I don't order food like I have in the past, so it's kind of toned down. But here's the way I feel. You know, I have literally, you know, people ask me, it's like, you know, one of the big questions I get is, so you and Don, how long have you been working? Yeah, 20 years. And what do you do? Hey, boy, does it take a lot of, who writes your site? We don't write anything. It's not a scripted thing. We go in there and we go, well, how much prep time do you do? And I have to end up, you know, telling you, well, Don does a tremendous amount of preparation work for the show. Hey, really? Well, how much do you do? I said, well, I get there 5 minutes before because I have nothing to do outside of when the microphones come on. That's when I shine. And the thing is,
the important time, that's why you're the PTP, baby.
And so when I say that to people, it's obviously been communicated. Don will be having a conversation with somebody in the office, and they'll be like, okay, everything's great. We're going to do the person at 5 o'clock. We're going to have this at 6. This is all taken care of. And what would we like to eat today? And I'm addressed as though I am
the toddler of the group.
It's like okay, Don, we talked to this person.
And how much food would you require today?
I
asked her to make sure
that you said the only thing you had to worry about with me is feeding me and changing my diapers.
I did not. I never said anything
That's
about
what it feels like.
I never said anything like that.
Right. Beth?
B.A.?
Beth Ann, don't worry about me. I will get the only thing I require is an occasional jar of peanuts and some lovely Nestle beverages.
Okay.
That's the truth.
So you don't need
it. I back it up 1,000. No, that's fine. If I need something, I'll ask. I will ask, and I'll be very vocal about that. And if it's not here on time,
is that the answer?
Katie, bar the door.
VA?
Yeah.
He'll need a pen today. It's Friday. He'll need a pen.
That's the one day. It's when I do my show prep during the show.
Please make sure he has a pen.
It's not even show prep because it happens during the show.
I'll bring you one in.
You don't have to bring it for a while.
5:15.
I won't bring it in.
Good, right? And I changed that. I used to do it before the show, and then I think like 15 years ago, Don changed the character on me during the show, and I never did it again before the show. Even though it's never since that time,
you
it's never happened.
Lesson. Yeah.
Well, I apologize. I just.
You don't need to apologize.
Because she doing
what about Mike?
Yeah, I did sort of overkill.
Yes.
What he told me to say.
Yeah, I was like, hey, do you need something to eat today?
Now, didn't I tell you, didn't we discuss this yesterday, though,
yeah.
VA, and didn't I tell you, don't just ask him once?
The first day, I asked him like 3 times.
Ask him once or he will, he'll start crying.
No. I come into the studio.
Just ask once just to cover. Just
right.
To cover,
right.
To cover your
and
ass.
Really, now I'm just saying, you know, hey, if I require some caloric sustenance during the show.
You'll let me know.
Of course I would.
Okay.
Are you the one to ask? Is that the way it happens now? Is she the one to ask?
Here's I tell Joe.
I mean, I will tell you, B.A., there is room for improvement.
Okay.
Well, I do require something.
This is
the catering on the show. The catering on the show
is important to Mike.
Now we're getting somewhere.
So now we're getting to the truth of the matter. And the system that I think we've installed that you'll enjoy
right.
is whatever it is, whether it be a
cigarettes.
Right. I don't smoke cigarettes
okay.
anymore.
Magazine.
Oh, yeah. I love. Well, Rob's been doing that, though. Rob's been keeping me in my magazine.
But, you know, every once in a while, you'll say, I want a couple of hamburger patties.
I'm treated very well. I'm really treated well. I mean, I don't think of myself as, like, a Major League Baseball player, but I think, really, in my little world here, I'm very... treated very well.
So the system that we've set up now...
Yeah, they come in here, beverages are given to me.
...is that you will place your order with BA.
If I require anything, I will see BA.
But since it is below Beth Ann to, like, schlep for your food, she will then order Joe, which not only makes sure that Joe gets it done because Joe's got someone on her ass, it helps Beth Ann because she has someone she can order around, and then...
Well, since we're on the subject...
Then my lord is happy.
All right, since we're on the subject, BA...
Yeah?
You know what? I really have been dissatisfied. We have pretty limited catering options during the show, and that speaks to the relationships that Joe has... really not.
Now we are finally getting. I'm telling you. Yeah. Bud,
well,
look at like,
the issue.
I'm telling you. Do you remember when Mike said a couple of minutes ago, mm-hmm. "Oh, don't ask him so much."
Right.
This is what Mike address your issues.
Since we're on the subject, really, the catering on this broadcast has been woefully insufficient, mm-hmm. and I would want BA, and really, this is only if you have time, like. With all of your other many duties that you're doing, you know, just to investigate the options we have for delivery at this at this fine establishment. Because really, Joe has established a relationship with the Tubercular Meat Company that provides, you know, and there's really, like, the other day...
You asked for nuts.
The nuts were great, and Joe kicked ass with the nuts. Yeah. Fantastic. But the other day, I placed an order for a chicken Caesar salad.
You did.
And there didn't seem to be any way of acquiring one through delivery. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I think there are companies that would provide that around here.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you now see how important this is to this man?
No, Rob, I don't want a Greek salad.
No, a
chicken Caesar would be the number one. Here comes Joe. Joe is going. Joe, and I'm not certainly, going to malign your stellar job that you've done the same takeout company.
It just occurred to me that you own a restaurant.
Yeah.
Why don't you have somebody make whatever you want and have it brought to the station?
Now, Joe.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I really appreciate that. That's really helpful.
Oh, boy. Not that far away.
It's a half an hour away.
Joe.
Stand down there.
Joe.
Well, it's a half an hour away.
Well, at least they have chicken Caesar salad.
It's a half an hour away.
Was another man.
I want you to cook for me.
Get back. Get back, JoJo. Get back to where you once belonged.
No, I just, excuse me, I'm having a, having a conversation with your supervisor. There you go.
That would be me, right?
That's right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Joe interrupted. I'm sure he's very sorry.
I wanted to remind you that you interrupted.
Yeah. I know that. I know. Everybody else that was at the opening party knows that.
Oh, hold on, wasn't Joe there that night?
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
He was in the parking lot.
Oh, that's right.
That was
loud.
The joke. That was the guy.
He didn't like that.
I forgot that.
He did not like that at all.
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
That's when that was born.
That's where that comes from. I remember now.
That's where that hostility comes from.
He got within inches of getting in. He got to the door, man.
Forget it.
I bet he could smell the delicious food.
All right, well, B.A., thank you.
Hey, B.A., incidentally, ignore that non-can-do attitude we just got in here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let me know when that driver's ready. Or just hang up on me. hold on a joke. It says, this is the one.
Okay.
David from Sacramento. David.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Now, David, you know how this works, and it's a Friday get-together, man, and we've not even done the whole...
This is the one.
We got a kick-ass show planned today, so don't ruin it.
I'm starting it off right, man.
All right, now, you know if the joke's no good,
it's not going to work.
We will give out your phone number. However, I will say this. I am in a, and you'll attest to this, really... a fantastic mood.
Yeah, you are. You're very, very, you're light on your feet
I'm
today.
I'm quite upbeat. Rob is quite upbeat. Mm-hmm. Mike's in a great mood.
I am.
Buzz?
Who can tell?
Yeah. Buzz is always a puzzle.
Yeah.
But we're ready to let. What happened? The guy hung up?
He hung up?
Did he bail?
The guy just hung up?
Now you were setting it up beautifully.
Better be smart.
Call him back, Rob.
You got it.
There you go. Call him on 444.
What was his name?
You own a restaurant.
His name was Richard. I think his name was...
You get the people that drive 40 minutes from your restaurant.
Hello, Kelly. Don and Mike show. Kelly?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, hello, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm fine.
This is so cool.
Kelly, how will you be celebrating the first night of Frida's birthday?
How will I be? I will be...
I'm sorry. I wish you had an answer. I wish I had more time for you.
Yeah, that didn't last. She had it on the tip of her tongue.
Kelly.
I did, yes.
Yes, Kelly, I'll give you a second chance. How will you be thinking of Frida tonight?
When I use my eggplant.
When you use your eggplant. Oh, because she's healthy. A helpful eater.
Vegetarian?
Well, could be. That's the name of my purple instrument. The eggplant.
Oh, so you will be... Oh, now I understand.
Baby. Okay, well, then fine. Hold on, Kelly. Please hold on, Roddy.
I believe
please
he turned his cell phone off. He wants nothing to do with us.
Oh, so he ejected.
No, that was a smart move on his part. It showed good judgment.
Maybe
as
not
well.
The smartest man in that unhappy land.
All right, well, Kelly, what can we do for you?
Is that where he's from?
Well, you know, I've just been trying to call forever. I've listened to you guys since I was in high school, which is scary. And then I just actually remembered your phone number and dialed it in. And I'm sitting here in 66 in traffic. And,
Dreaming of eggplant.
Dreaming of eggplant. Hey, but I did come up with a question, or an observation. I live out in Manassas.
Yes.
And I frequently go by,
Where's that sound effect, Rob? Go ahead.
Yes.
Go by Mike's restaurant, and sometimes I see movie theater, the line kind of.
He's really got it, doesn't he?
And I'm wondering if he's.
Listen, hold on. Kelly, we had some interference here. Would you start over again from the top?
Okay, you got the tape ready?
No tape. Go ahead.
I wanted to know if Mike. Blah, 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 blah.
I have an answer. The answer is yes.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Hold on. The joke guy's back on the phone. It's Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
From Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. And you think this is the joke that's going to do it?
Oh, yeah. First
Why
time.
Did you hang up before?
Oh, that was my other phone that died.
All right, go ahead. We've got the number. Go ahead. Right. Rock our world.
All right, you ready?
And let me just say, we're ready for an upset.
Yes.
I'd like nothing
Incidentally,
more.
Can I say something? When Don says, go ahead, rock our world, and then you say, are you ready? that right there, you're losing points.
Your timing is not exactly show
Don says,
biz.
Ready, go. And you go, are you guys ready? Duh.
Yes, rock our world, go.
Did you hear about Leah Remini getting in that car accident? Her baby fell out her butt.
Hold on now. And then he hung up.
Yeah. And he's probably giving us a fake number.
Well, no, whatever number it was the number he was calling from, the cell number.
But he said he changed phones.
Did you write it down, Robbie?
I'll call him back.
Hold on. I'll call him back. Which one is it? This one? The... 743, that one.
Yeah. You still in your good mood?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that makes one of us.
Oh, yeah. I know it was a dead baby joke, right?
If I can be honest with you, I wasn't in that good a mood coming in here anyway.
Yeah.
But you know what it is now? That guy?
Yeah,
that guy. Why?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't really a dead baby joke. It was just a bad joke.
It wasn't even a joke.
Yeah, you're right. It was so bad it wasn't
it was
a joke.
Stupid statement. Okay. Well, I'm calling the guy's number back now. You don't hear it ringing because of the FCC and everything.
Right.
I'm getting 1-2. We will see. This is...
Oh, we'll track him down.
Hold on. I might still give out the number. Hey, dude, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. You better call us back in the next 5 minutes or we're giving out this number since we already have you on tape saying it's okay to give out the number. But don't be creepy. Call back, okay? Okay, dude?
Dude.
Okay, dude.
Like, dude.
Dude. You get what I'm saying? Dude.
Dude, that is such like a bad joke, dude.
So call back and explain that joke to me.
Dude, you're killing us.
Explain that joke to me.
Dude, Leah Remini, dude.
But he did. Did he call her Lisa Remini?
No, he said Leah Remini.
Oh, brother.
Dude,
Lance.
Hey,
Lance.
How you doing, Donna Mike? Hey, your driver of the week, he does have a W. A DWI. He just put to it this week.
You mean our...
The driver of the week got a DWI. This week he fled to it. And according to NASCAR rules, he can still drive because he has a NASCAR license.
Oh, all right. So, but did he get the DWI this week?
He'd be sober this weekend.
He fled to it like on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for raining on our parade.
Was he driving drunk?
You know, that's really great. Now that, you know, now I hope we actually get the guy on the air after that.
Yeah, well, go DWI.
Give him your
phone. Just call DWI for short.
What? Because, like, no other NASCAR guys have ever gotten DWIs?
I don't know.
You don't like him, do you?
They've already made provisions for him to drive since he has a NASCAR license.
Do you like the guy?
I don't know the guy.
No, but you're causing trouble, you know.
I just happened to read, NASCAR driver.
If we were going to have somebody, not even somebody great, but somebody like Bobby Labonte, and Bobby Labonte.
Bobby Labonte.
All right, then Jesus Christ, who don't you like? Tell me a driver you don't like besides Johnny Sauter.
Darrell Waltrip.
All right, let's say we're going to have Darrell Waltrip on, and I'm guessing now since you said this thing, whatever this thing is that he was involved with allegedly just came.
It's alleged.
Let's say 2 months ago, Darrell Waltrip had a DUI and just went to court with it on Monday. We announced that he was going to be on the show. Would you call and tell us this?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's your answer.
Do you understand that?
This guy got a DWI.
All right. Wait a minute. Now, you've said it like 15 times.
Is it not possible that a guy could make a mistake, and listen, a bad mistake?
Oh, certainly.
Then why are you busting his chops about it?
Because we haven't even had the guy on yet, and now that makes it awkward.
Well, I'm not trying to make it awkward.
What are you trying to do?
Have you lived a perfect life?
Absolutely not.
Well, do you understand that you said you're not trying to make it all awkward? Well, what are you doing?
I just thought it would be interesting fodder.
Interesting fodder. Like we're trying to get the NASCAR guys on the show. So we finally got a driver with a big sponsor. And the first thing they were going to say to him is, hey, dude, what was that DUI like?
Like, what's your first name?
There would be an interesting line of questioning.
What is your first name?
To, you know, hey, can you still drive?
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Troublemaker, what is your first name?
Lance.
Hold on a second. We have a conflicting story about this. Here's Charles in California. Charles.
Got a mic.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hey.
Hey, this guy's wrong. It was Scott Wimmer that got the DWI, not Johnny Sauter.
That's horrible.
Hey, Lance.
Well, then somebody else is driving the AOL car then.
You know what, Lance? Really.
Hold on. Charles, can you explain this to him?
Yeah, it was Scott Wimmer. He drives the 22 cap car.
That is correct.
It was the AOL car.
No, but wait a minute, Lance. Don't be remorseless. You were wrong. What do you have to say?
Well, you know, this guy says I'm wrong.
No. Buzz,
stay on the line, Lance. You got to stay on the line and take your
Buzz medicine. Is looking this up right now.
Look it up on jski.com.
I'll look it up where I want to look it up.
Okay. I like it when Buzz gets feisty.
Yeah, Wimmer was convicted Tuesday of drunk driving, according to SportsIllustrated.com. So I'll read more and find out more.
It was Wimmer, not Johnny Sauter.
Hey, well, you know what? I was wrong.
Yeah, but But, dude, even if you were right, why would we care about that?
Well, dude, you know, I just thought it'd be interesting to talk about.
It's easy for you sitting at home. And we're trying to book guests from NASCAR. Don't you think that would put a little crimp in our NASCAR thing?
Well, it may not. You know, if the guy wants to talk.
But wait a minute! I tell you what would be interesting. What would be interesting to me is if you would come down with your life as an open book and allow us to dissect every bit of information on you and where you've been in trouble.
We don't need that. We can just make a false accusation against him the way he did our driver.
Well, I wasn't even Lance.
Well, that's
Lance.
Fine.
Lance.
Yes.
Lance, I'm not going to even bring up that pedophilia thing that you had to deal with.
Hey, thank goodness. You know, I don't want that, you know, getting out.
You know, it's one thing to even bring it up, which is bad, even if it was true. But then to do this after the fact, and you're wrong, and you have absolutely no remorse about it.
Well, I told you to admit it. I admitted, hey, I'm incorrect then.
And have you been drinking yourself? It sounds like it.
No, don't drink.
Don't drink. Well, I'm sure you do something, Lance. Hey, Lance.
I don't know. Maybe I just read the paper incorrectly and call up radio stations and give them bad, information.
I would say that was
here.
Accurate on both. You can't read and you call stations with bad information.
Isn't there an honor that we have to bestow Lance with?
Oh, there is, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, Lance, hold on for your prize, please. Hold on because the guy who says that the other guy got the DUI because it's the joke guy back on the telephone now.
Good.
What's up, dudes?
The joke guy. So listen, why'd you hang up?
That's what you do, right?
No.
Why don't you give those? Why don't you give that jackass that just called? Why don't you give his number out?
Now,
that's not a bad idea.
Can't argue with that.
See, but the thing is, he didn't call in saying,
right,
"I've got something that's going to guarantee to slay you."
Right?
Did you really think it would?
I thought it might have a chance.
Right, okay. Let me hold on. You know what?
You can't argue if he thought it. If he really thought it would work,
let me hear it again, because I really didn't hear the joke.
I don't want to put you through that, man. Don't worry about it.
He doesn't want to say it again.
We
got a couple of troublemakers.
No, come on, please.
Let me get someone in Sacramento, and you don't give out my number. How about that?
No. I'm giving out your number either way, because that's the deal that you cut.
Right.
916-743-6093. Now that we've done that, give me the joke one more time.
It's like a fat one.
Trouble, that kid.
Hey, somebody just got mad.
It's Friday.
Somebody just got mad. Oh, and Lance.
Yes.
Lance, who tried to ruin our NASCAR fun today.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Lance, we need a last name for you, Lance.
Last initial,
please.
S.
Lance S.
Do I go in the book?
Lance S. Yeah, and look at, he's all happy about it, but sure. Lance,
you don't know. Congratulations. You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
Right.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
That's correct.
Sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
Yeah,
which
you're
is
large.
To be placed prominently in your front yard.
Front yard.
You have been profiled,
tagged,
and you are now in
the
book.
The book.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
But Lance, as always, when someone's put in the book, which means we have your phone information, you will never be able to call again. You will be flagged by our computer system.
It's time for Lance's little goodbye speech.
You're in the book because you pissed us off.
And it'll be the last chance you have to talk to our listening audience before we say goodbye.
He's number 16.
Oh, thank you.
You're number 16.
Love you guys.
So, Lance, what is the last thing you want to say?
Love you guys.
We beat him.
You beat him. He said it real quick. We chopped it.
And even if you say you love us, it's too bad.
No, it doesn't matter.
Too bad. We hate you. Not all of you.
Right.
Just some of you.
And on behalf of Lance, may I apologize to our NASCAR friend who had, no problems whatsoever.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Stupid callers kill radio shows.
No, listen, I disagree. People who call in to say stupid callers kill radio shows, kill radio shows. Up until the point when you call in to say that, as usual, we've taken a pile of crap and turned it into gold. But then we get some guy like you that just won't let it go. Leave the driving to us. Tell me something. When you watch Leno, and you gotta watch Leno, you just sound like that type of guy. Do you scream at Jay? Hey, Jay, that was funny. Hey, Jay, this would be a good follow-up joke.
Scary is he thing, he answers back.
He says Leno answers back.
Leno,
that didn't make
back
me laugh. That was
always funny. In my head. He's always talking in my head.
Okay, you've redeemed yourself.
You've saved yourself.
I'll be over here if you guys need me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. What a turnaround.
Yeah. A total turnaround.
What a
the
total
call
upset. Not only is he not going in the book, not only do I take back my raffle statements,
right,
he got a chime.
Yes, he got a chime.
Wow.
He showed us.
So now eject.
Yes, hang up, dude. Go away. Go away right now. Right now.
Eject.
He's gone.
There you go.
Very good.
That's
very
well
good.
Done.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah, it was exhausting. Yeah.
How I like my steaks, how I like my women, that's how I like my radio show. Well done.
Amen.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to leave.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
The garbage can,
hey.
Don and Mike.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Something's gotta go. You know, I was thinking, it's like a fill in the blank.
Right.
Gosh, do I say what I really think?
No.
Do I say what I think is funny?
Hey,
ho. And then that's just what I think.
Save the job.
Sure.
that's how the editing process works.
Save the job. Funny, yes. Funny, you'd all laugh.
Oh,
sure.
God, yes.
Probably get fired.
Right.
OJ, listen.
OJ.
OJ, this is something that I wanted to bring up right at the top of the show, but I like that the first break is crazy and all over the place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But first off, did you know that we are on the 10th anniversary of the OJ debacle?
I know that, and it is so hard for me to believe that time has passed
now,
so quickly.
Approaching.
They say when you get older, time flies, and that's true.
Here's the deal. All of the networks are doing something about this, but none of them are doing it in a way where they're running splashy promos saying,
right,
10 years. But
right,
did you know that OJ has done interviews not only with print media, but with Fox News Channel, with Dateline NBC, and they're letting out some of the quotes of
okay,
what this guy has been saying.
Wow.
You know, I'm not even going to do the hello there,
right,
this M.O.J. Simpson, because the comments are so freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
They stand alone.
I can't wait to hear them.
They don't even need me to do this. Rob, I'm so sorry. I know you do love this so bad.
Perhaps next time.
But later in the news, maybe.
Maybe.
But for now, let me just say this about OJ. First off, he has a TV show.
Okay.
That he's not been signed to do yet, but he's pitching it. It's along the lines of Punk, and he wants it to be called Juiced.
Wow.
Now, this is not a joke.
So he would go out and play practical jokes on people?
Practical joke show. He's on Fox News Channel. You're going to see some of this tonight. I think the Dateline thing is tonight. See, they've not promoted this well.
Not heavily, no.
No, but it's something everybody wants to see. And the networks want to run it because they want you to see what a jerk OJ is.
Right.
But they don't want to say, oh, it's the 10th anniversary and we're going to relive the Bronco chase.
So is he using the 10th anniversary to kind of get out there and make the rounds?
Just
obviously,
and
he's aware of it.
Just wait and listen.
Okay.
And Buzz, when I was chatting about this before with Buzz, brought up something. Do you remember when OJ said he would do an interview with anybody, but he had to be paid like $100,000?
Yeah, he wanted to get money for it.
Pricey.
I'm guessing now that he's dropped the price.
He must have.
Because he's everywhere.
Isn't it the policy of most of the major news organizations that they will not pay for an interview?
That's their stated policy, yes.
Okay.
So, here we go. First you have Ron Goldman. And he says, I'm sorry, Fred Goldman, Rod Goldman is the
Ron Goldman's
guy.
Father.
Yeah. He says, Goldman's father says, no one should give any credence to a lying lowlife like OJ is. Some of OJ's remarks, besides the stuff that we're going to talk about with Nicole, he's mad at Nicole. And he's also mad at the Goldmans. But he does have good things to say about Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson.
Okay, very good. Good for him.
So, you know, he's getting the best career advice.
Absolutely.
Of all. Here's what he has to say. First off, about Kobe, before we get to the stuff about how he hits Nicole. What about Kobe Bryant? He said Kobe Bryant is a victim of his fame. Many athletes have found themselves in situations like that before. He has. And when he was a kid growing up, just about everybody said no once. You know that they had to because they would think you were a slut or something. And then he said, in my opinion, date rape and stranger rape are two different things entirely. Then they're talking about the position.
This is so strange.
I know. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Now he's talking about the position that Kobe Bryant was in. And I don't mean like the legal position. I mean
the real position?
When he was doing it. He's got an opinion on this. He said, any adult who has an active sex life understands you just can't have sex that way without both parties helping out. It's impossible.
Wow. Now, wisdom of OJ.
Yeah, so he's still, you know, Kobe Bryant's got to be saying, hey, thank you, God.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
I really am glad I've gone to church and worn this I Believe in Jesus bandage for the last year.
Yeah.
Thanks for throwing the knife right in my back, right when it looks like in court, they're not going to be calling her the alleged victim. Thanks for sending OJ out to,
yeah,
to explain to people who didn't understand that the girl was bent over a chair.
If he couldn't do that, you could actually make sure that Kobe would call and say, shut up!
All right, now what about OJ and Michael Jackson?
Yeah. What are his thoughts on Michael Jackson?
I have never seen anything resembling a child molester in Michael Jackson. He is an affectionate guy towards kids. Then they asked him.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a, should not say he's jacko. I'm not a jacko.
Uh-huh. Right. They said, well, what about all the thing with the kids? And you never see him with a girl. Here's his answer. He's asexual. So OJ's got that one figured out. So
okay, so no sexuality whatsoever.
I feel better.
The credibility of the parent, the mother, will set Michael Jackson free. Now, OJ, who was found not guilty of cutting his head, the head of his wife off, says about Nicole. Now, what would he say 10 years later?
He'd say, I think this is a great tragedy. I'm so sorry that she's gone.
No. I'm looking for the killer.
There are times I'm angry at her. You know, there are things that she could have been doing with the kids better than I am, you know?
Only she weren't dead.
So it's like when he's out taking them to their soccer games or whatever.
Right.
He gets mad at Nicole, whose head he cut off, because
she should be doing it.
She could do it better than he does it.
That is twisted. It's twisted around.
Hold on, there's more. He talks about the Goldmans and about, remember Marcia Clark?
Right.
Okay, how about Denise, the sister, Ron yeah. Goldman's sister?
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, Nicole's sister.
Right. Yes. Right.
Nicole Simpson's right. sister. I don't think anybody's bills have been paid more than Denise's from what came of that.
Oh, man.
Hold on. People like Marcia and Fred Goldman got such opportunity from this. People signed them to contracts because of this.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they wouldn't trade it to have their daughter not murdered.
Of course. It's Captain Obvious stuff.
I mean, doesn't anybody... Nobody's talking
to
insulting him. I mean, this demonstrates his insanity.
Right.
And then you have his comments about Marcia Clark. She was the one of the prosecutors.
She was the lead prosecutor.
I don't think Marcia was a nice person. I was there in court when she told Johnny Cochran she wasn't wearing any panties. That typifies Marcia Clark.
Wow. Man, oh man. All over the place.
So how do you...
Wow.
How do you possibly... First of all, not watch this. You got to watch this. It'll be on Dateline tonight, then today, tomorrow, or on Monday, and then it'll
Sounds
be on...
Sounds like he's going to say a lot of things that'll just cement his reputation.
Fox News Channel. Because you've got to think that they've not given you the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That there has to be even crazier stuff than he said than this.
And it sounds to me, although it is, some would argue it may not be possible, that he's gotten crazier over the years.
Let me see.
I would think he'd be... You know what?
The Fox News Channel, Mike, is anticipating the upcoming anniversary of his ex-wife's murder.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning a day of programming.
Doesn't it sound to you like he's gotten more unstable as the years have gone on?
Yeah.
I would imagine the it's very difficult to walk around
while
OJ's
wife was taken from him tragically while he was in church.
Buzz has always maintained Juice's innocence.
He is way squirrely. He is squirrely always.
Sure.
Is this our NASCAR guy?
Yeah, probably.
You think it is? Well... Hold on a second. Let me see if it's him. If it is, he'd be right on time.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is it him? Johnny?
Yeah.
Hey, here he is. Johnny Sauter, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, John. How are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man.
The number 30 car, the AOL car, at Dover this weekend. Johnny, I'm one of those guys. I didn't really like NASCAR until it was on Fox.
Uh-huh.
And now, every goddamn weekend, I watch it.
Are you allowed to say that on radio?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, we have a PG show.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good. So you can,
you guys.
You can say goddamn. Now, I do know that you're with Childress Racing.
Yeah.
And that's a big one. And,
yeah.
And your crew chief. Now, watch this. I know this. Kevin Hamlin's your crew chief, right?
You got it.
Now, he's a good guy.
Very good. That's good.
He's a good guy. You're driving the Chevy, the AOL car. You're a rookie. Did you have a time trial today?
Yes, we did.
How did you do?
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, not a real good run today?
No, I mean, all the Childress cars are struggling a little bit today. I think
hell, they're still qualifying right now, and as it sits right now, we're 28th, and Kevin Harvick, my teammate, 26th, and Robbie Gordon is another teammate of mine, and he is, I'm looking at the monitor right now, he's 21st. So
when you do the qualifying and you do have a bad run, does it, have you seen it in your rookie year where you can really dramatically turn it around, or does that kind of point towards maybe having a problem in the race as well?
You know, it's hard. I mean, being a rookie, there's so many uncertainties you don't really know. But nevertheless, I mean, our AOL Chevrolet has been pretty good all year, and we've seemed to struggle a little bit qualifying. But as soon as race time comes around, I say that now, but up until last week, we hadn't had a DNF in, I think, 11 or 12 races. So I've just basically been sitting back and getting educated, going to school, and trying to learn what I can learn
now,
from these
DNF,
guys.
Now, for those people that might not know, a DNF is did not finish?
Did not finish.
Did not finish.
Okay. This week, assuming that you make it into the field, if it got down to, if you're in the running in the top 10, and you got, it's like last week where you've got, I don't know, 7 or 8 laps, or maybe 20 laps left, and you're in a position where somebody who's not on your team radios your team to say, hey, listen, when we're coming around turn 3 or whatever, let our guy through. Let's make a deal. If you let our guy through, we'll let another guy through. Do you do deals like that, being a rookie, or do you just drive the car and make left-hand turns?
I don't make the deals. I mean, I basically just do what the guys tell me to do, obviously, and that's why they get paid the big bucks. They get to sit up on the pit box and evaluate the race from a different standpoint than from where I'm at. I mean, truth be known, I don't think any race car driver really knows what's going on. He's just too worried about trying to drive his race car and keep it under control. And,
dude, how great is it? I know it's scary. I know all that, but really, how great is it to go 180 miles an hour? I mean, you're just driving the hell out of that car. How
coolest, it's the coolest job in the world.
Yeah.
P7 or radio show, I'll tell you that.
How old are you, Johnny? How old are you?
I just had a birthday actually a month ago now and turned 26. So
26, which would, I would assume, be kind of an average age for a rookie on NASCAR. What would you characterize as the most difficult thing that you weren't aware of before you went on the circuit? Being a rookie, what's the hardest thing? What's the thing you didn't expect that you have a tough time with?
Ah, man, there's so many things I could use for this one. But, I mean, the length of the race is obviously, you know, the average race is 500-600 miles. And I mean, that takes a toll not only on the driver, but, you know, the team and equipment and trying to manage your equipment and brakes and the motor and just trying to take care of everything.
Do they know how to do that? Do they have, like, in the spacesuit? I mean, you guys get asked this a lot, but bear with us on this. If you got to go number one. If you're, like, in that the Coca-Cola 600 last week.
Right.
And you're driving for 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
And you're drinking
all that Coca-Cola.
Because got to rehydrate themselves.
Right.
What happens when you got to take a leak?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I've never had that problem before.
Oh, really? You dehydrate enough where you don't have to worry about it?
Well, I mean, I think you sweat enough that not only do you lose a lot of body fluids and that, you know, having to go to the bathroom doesn't become a problem, but nonetheless that, you know, you're so worried about going 180 miles an hour and trying to keep your car under control.
We've had guys on from NASCAR before. I've never asked this question. I'm just kind of curious. Maybe it's because we're talking to a rookie. What is physically the toughest aspect of it? What affects you? Is it your hands? Your hands get tired? Your legs? What is physically the toughest thing to deal with when you're finishing one of these races?
I think hydration. I mean, you know, it's so hard to keep fluids in you. I mean, when you're going out there and you're racing, there's not really a good way to get a drink. I mean, you pretty much are. I mean, there's maybe guys that are a little bit smarter than I am, but they found a way to drink under green flag conditions. But the only chance you really get an opportunity to drink is, you know, under cautions in the heat inside these cars. I mean, you're looking at anywhere from 140 to 150 degrees. And,
Oh, my God.
It's basically like an incubator. I mean, you just sit there and cook. So.
Wow. Is there any chance at all? Well, hold on. No, you're a rookie. Let me ask you this.
40 degrees.
Let me ask this.
Mm.
Jeez. Because you're a rookie, do the other guys treat you like crap? Or is it like hazing? Is there other stuff that the guys do to you because you're a rookie?
Definitely. I mean, you don't even have to be involved with something and they're going to try and, I mean, even if you're in the picture, they're going to try and blame it on you. I mean, there's a certain amount of hazing and I always thought that was kind of not really a true depiction from other people that I've talked to about being hazed and, or, you know, it's one of those deals where you got to respect those guys, and I think everybody in this division respects one another because everybody's a champion somewhere. But nonetheless, I think that rookies get picked on. I mean, I know I've taken my fair share of licks this year.
Does your hazing that you've been involved with, that you've been the recipient of, does it include you taking off your shirt or God forbid anything else?
Let's not go there.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. We shall not. At Dover now, do they have this thing done at Dover where you're going to have people having lunch on this walkway? Is that part of the track open yet?
What in the heck are you talking about?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm just a driver. I don't worry about that stuff. All right. I got to do is worry about my AOL Chevrolet.
Well, I think at Dover, I think what they're opening up is that thing I talked about.
You were talking about something where they actually, you have a glass floor and you can actually look down and see the race going underneath you. It's a new design at Dover Race.
It's just a way for people, for schmucks like me, who you probably don't want to see during the race. If you happen to look up.
Hey, you know what? There is a new tunnel. I think it's the crossover where we drive down into Turn 3, there is a new like, not tunnel, what the heck am I talking about? But
overpass.
Like a new overpass bridge type thing. They've always had one at the exit of Turn 2, but now that you mention it, there is one.
There you go. Hey, what are the odds that a fat guy, a really fat guy, could ever be a NASCAR driver?
Slim and none.
Slim and none. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, even if you were a fat guy, with the temperatures in the car, you would you drop a few. How many pounds do you see? Have you done? Obviously, you weigh yourself. How many pounds do you lose on an average in a race?
You know, it's interesting. You asked me a couple years back. We were at a race in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it was a Busch Series race, and I think it was 111 degrees outside. My brother actually lost 17 pounds.
Oh my, geez, that's like
in a 200 mile race.
That is like getting the ambulance at the end of the race.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually had to go to the hospital, but on average, I'd say I lose anywhere from 6 to 10 pounds on a weekend.
I didn't know that.
Here's the dumbest question I have. When you're at a pit stop, and a good time is like 13 seconds, you know, less than that, but if you can, you're changing two, maybe four tires, make an adjustment, you put the gas in. How do they get all the gas in so fast?
Good question.
Well, I mean, it's basically when you turn a dump can over like that.
Right.
I think the dump cans hold 11 gallons, and they can dump out 11 gallons in 4 seconds.
Wow.
I think it's the way that it siphons air through the vent tube on the actual fuel can itself, and it kind of siphons itself down, and I mean, it's... You know, the neck on that fuel can is actually 3.5 inches in diameter, so, I mean, that's a pretty big opening for fuel to go through.
Damn, that is cool.
And you really have to approach this, especially, I would imagine, being a rookie. When you're going at these speeds, I mean, does fear enter into your mind at all, or when you're out there, or do you just dive right in and just worry about controlling the race car and block that all out of your mind?
I think there's a little bit of both. I mean, if you're worried about getting hurt and a little bit worried about fear of what can go wrong, and then 9 times out of 10, what can go wrong will go wrong. I mean, it's time to find something else to do. I mean, we go way too fast. We go to so many fast racetracks, and let me tell you something, concrete's a lot harder at 180 than it is at, you know, 20, 30 miles an hour.
Is there anybody that's taking you under their wing as far as showing you the ropes a little bit? Anybody that's mentoring you a little bit during your rookie year?
You know, there's a couple guys outside of my team, as far as Robbie Gordon and Kevin Harvick are concerned, that are helping me. And then, you know, I mean, Matt Kenseth has helped me a little bit, and so has Ward Burton. So
okay, good.
So they'll help you enough until you get good enough that you can start screwing with them, and then they'll stop helping you, right?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Listen, last thing, Johnny. What kind of car do you drive around town? What's your regular car that you drive?
Well, let's see. I've got a '69 Chevelle SS.
I've got
a 57 Chevy Bel Air.
Okay, come on. Come on. When you're going to go to Walmart or Blockbuster, what do you drive?
I drive a 2004 Chevrolet C71 pickup.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. You're brand loyal, aren't you?
Well, Mike, you're going to find out with all these guys. I'm surprised he hasn't mentioned Chevrolet 5 or 8 more times.
Well, I mean, I don't know who makes a better pickup than Chevrolet.
No, shut up.
Well, Johnny, now remember this.
I agree with him, incidentally.
We got about 6 million people listening to our show right now, and we're going to be watching you in the NASCAR this weekend. So don't screw it up. Do good, and we'll all root for the number 30 car, the AOL car.
Well, hey, I'm in the Busch race, too, and I qualified second in the 27 Kleenex Chevrolet.
Oh, so that's a Saturday race. Very
good.
You're
running both races.
I'm doing double duty all year long. So.
All right. Well,
that's pretty eventful so far.
Well, listen, then you should win the Busch race on Saturday, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, nothing to it, right?
Yeah.
There you go. You heard it. All right, thank you, Johnny.
The average person that doesn't know a whole lot about racing, it's easy. Just get in and drive.
Yeah. Get in and drive, no problem. We are going to look for you to win the Busch race on Saturday.
Go really fast.
You know, that's the bottom line. That's what I get paid to do is go fast and turn left.
Well, you're a good guy. We wish you the very best.
Thank
of
you,
luck,
Johnny. Nice having you on the show.
Appreciate it, guys.
Glad you weren't involved in that DUI thing. Never mind. That was somebody else. Thank you, Johnny.
See you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he goes.
I hope we're not perceived by the regular fans as asking a lot of dumb questions, but I'll tell you, when I get one of those guys out, I get like Larry King, I get curious.
Me too. We're going to try to have them on now. What we should do this weekend is watch the race, watch the Busch series on Saturday, and then watch on Sunday, and maybe this will be the sound of Johnny Sauter.
There he goes. In the number 30 AOL spot.
Here goes Robin Brad again.
Anyway, thank you to him.
Yeah, and I like the nice kid. Yeah.
And thank you to OJ.
he just keeps giving.
You know, he didn't have time to keep reading about OJ, but he says so much more stupid stuff. We'll break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was a great jingle. You cracked me up. On Star.
You're a funny man.
On Star personal calling. It's the white dot on your phone. On your OnStar, you press the white dot and you get hands-free cell phone.
You know, the other day, I was driving from my show at the Sands, and I used the white button to call my friends. And the great thing on OnStar, it's so good. It comes right through my stereo speakers, and I have it in my truck as I'm trailing my reorganized Arabian stallions.
After you program your phone numbers in with OnStar and give them name tags, like I'm sure you have Siegfried and Roy in your name
tag. Siegfried, Roy, Paul Anka.
Just press the white dot button.
Call Anka.
And say call the person's name, or just call out the digits to any phone number. OnStar does the rest. The call comes through your stereo speakers. This is OnStar personal calling.
I have it in all 65 of my Bentleys.
All OnStar personal calling has better reception in areas than when there's limited range with a cell phone. Available in most markets. Go to OnStar.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the honeycomb. Deal with it.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Yeah! It's your weekend! Okay, you know, we played a couple of seconds of this guy's tape, the Iceman, the DJ.
Amen.
We've got 7 bad DJ tapes to listen to.
Which one will be the best?
Well, here's the thing. We've not yet heard the rest of the Joe Cicada tape. We've got to do that. I've also got, Mike, you and I received, one of our listeners signed us for a direct mailing thing for radio station Q107.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's exciting. So we can call about that.
Can we win a date with a personality?
but no, when you listen for, what is this? Listen for Mixie the cow, the cash cow.
Uh-huh.
Listen for Mixie to moo. Then be caller 107 to win $1,000.
Yeah, how about you, Mixie?
Anyway, we'll
listen for Mixie.
We'll call the radio station. You know, maybe not today.
How much can you win when Chili moves?
Chili the cow. And Jack Diamond. We've got Mixie and Chili. I don't even know if I mentioned that when
when the American Idol was on, when Fox 5 did their morning news, one morning Jack Diamond was on,
right,
talking about American Idol, and you know all that gray hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's red now.
It's miraculously gone. I've actually had it enhanced.
Hey, little buddy.
I'm the swan.
Hey, little buddy.
And your hair looks great in a flat top, Jack.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a flat top now?
Flat top dyed red.
Yeah, I'm a little guy. Well, he looks a little gnome-like now.
And how about this? From the world that we love, the world of radio. So, you've heard all the stuff that Mel Karmazin is gone, and mm-hmm. this guy Sumner Redstone is taking over. Well, Infinity Broadcasting, which is our company, has about 180 stations. And the word now from Sumner Redstone is that Infinity Broadcasting will remain whole under the Viacom umbrella. However, if we have some poor stations, we will prune them out.
We'll prune them out.
They just
we'll make sure. What we're going to do is we're going to cut off the branches and let them fall to the floor.
Now,
hello, Mel, this is Sumner.
Alan, Don, and Mike here.
Hey, guys.
Oh, and Sumner's here.
It's good to see. How are you there?
Hey,
it's
sir.
Good to hear your voice, Alan. You mind your P's and Q's, Buster?
Now, you know that Alan is the de facto general manager here, and I'm reading that Sumner Redstone says that the Infinity Radio station, the quote is, if we have poor radio stations, we will prune them out. Alan?
Shoot, I better get back to work.
No. I think you're okay. But my question would be, if you know, I don't want to say names. I don't want to say.
Nor do I.
I don't want to say names, but okay. WHFS. WARW. Would these be stations that soon could be up for, you know, and I say to you listeners, have you ever wanted to buy a radio station?
Your opportunity may be just around the corner.
I actually think those stations are actually doing well, so I don't think.
Okay, well, hold on. See, you're going to, no, Alan, I know that's what you have to say politically, but do you remember that when the vice president was in here a couple of weeks ago?
And before you bring that question to the forefront, I'm going to tell you, I've got my pruning shears right here, Buster.
Do you remember when that vice president was in a couple of weeks ago, that guy Scott?
Yeah.
And he said, some stations are broken, some stations are good.
He wouldn't elaborate on that, though, would he?
He said this station was okay, but there were some broken stations.
Uh-huh.
I would think if I was one of the people that worked at one of the broken stations, I might want to think about what it might be like to have Sumner Redstone sell you.
Prune you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's pruning about to begin.
It sounds that way.
Sounds that way. Hmm. Well, Alan, what about WJFK, our home station? Is it prune-free?
I think it is prune-free.
You know, Robbie, would you give me the book?
Biggs only.
The affiliate book?
Yeah.
Alan, let's just get you quick, because we care very deeply about the people that work at the Infinity-owned and operated stations.
Our brothers and sisters.
That we broadcast to. Let's see, Sacramento, KHTK, owned by Infinity. Do you think that station would be pruned?
I think it's a good station.
That's strong.
Okay. What about, San Francisco, KYCY?
I think it's a good station, too.
Are you realize that this station scores 0.00 in the Arbitron ratings?
Sounds to me like it's time to take care of that shrubbery.
What about Las Vegas? I'm just telling you now all of the Infinity-owned stations that we're on.
Right.
Las Vegas.
I say that one in San Francisco. Prune it. I'll do it, and I eat them every day.
KSFN, Las Vegas. What's your thought there?
That's a good station.
To the people who are listening, you think they're safe?
Yep.
All right, what about in Baltimore, WXYV, Live 105.7?
Great station.
Are they safe or not?
Yeah, of course they are.
What about all of our friends in Buffalo at Infinity owned and operated?
I actually think any station you're on is safe.
WBUF.
That's a good answer.
Really? Dallas, live 105.3?
Not that familiar with it, but I'm sure they're safe.
You're sure they're safe? So you're sure of all the stations that we're on, they're the ones that are not going to be pruned by Infinity?
I think you're holding them up.
Gotcha.
As long as you're there, they're in good shape.
Okay, and have you met with the new guy yet?
No, I haven't.
When are you going to meet?
Which new guy?
Yeah. There's a new main guy. Have you been in contact with him?
No, I haven't.
The octogenarian.
No, I have not.
No, he's not the new guy, though.
No, he's...
He won't meet with that guy. He'll meet with the new guy,
I know he'll
the
meet
former
with,
actor.
I know he'll meet with Leslie. But I was talking about Sumner. I was just wondering if there's going to be at any point, because here is the question we had about it, and he's a public figure. He's got his picture in the newspaper. He's
you
on TV.
You bet I do, and don't you forget it.
He's on Entertainment Tonight, and Alan, my question for you is, first of all, have you ever met the guy, the new boss?
Les?
No, Sumner Redstone.
You know, I never have.
Okay.
No
one has. Here's my question.
The young whippersnapper with your styling mooshed hair and your slick mustache.
This is a serious question. Is that...
And your store-bought tan.
Is that a toupe or what on that guy? Is that a toupe?
Listen, he's a very successful man. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, darn right I am. And don't you forget it, Line One.
Have you seen...
I got my eye squarely on you.
That's okay, Mr. Redstone.
And
my pleasure.
Have you seen the color of the hair? I mean, according to whatever newspaper you're looking at, it's either green or kind of orange.
Why don't you slow down and let me remind you where your chicks come from? Why, if you keep going down this road about hair, I'll run you out of town on a rail.
I think it's green. I think he has hair like Mr. McZipolis from Superman.
Well, I haven't seen that much red since I saw the WHFS Ledger.
Oh, God.
There's plenty of red ink over there, boy.
Do you think this weekend on WHFS will be giving away prune juice?
I think
it'll be fine. Electric pruning shears. It's a WHFS pruning shears weekend. Should have lots of fun there. We're giving away pruning shears before we get pruned.
It's a green thumb weekend at 94.7.
This weekend, WHFS is giving away a Gartner.
Hey, Sumner, how do you like Donna Mike?
I think that they're going to be pruned, especially after this discussion. I'm going to prune them, by golly. No, they're the best. They're the foundation of this corporation. Yes, they are, by golly. I like them as much as I like Dan Rather. There you go.
Listen, I think you're relatively safe in all of this, Alan. I think that you run a relatively tight mom-and-pop operation here.
WHFS, when you hear the power saw, be the 10th caller. There you go. There we go. It's shooting. Big one of the shears.
Oh, God. And how many stations does Infinity own?
About 185.
About 185. Of those 185, off the top of your head, and you can't say that every station is a stone-cold winner. Of the 185, how many would you categorize as great radio stations, meaning ratings, revenue, rock and roll?
Well, you know, frankly, I love the company, but I'm only worried about JFK right now.
All right, I would say, and I don't know anything about half the stations this company owns, but I would say probably half of them are good earners. Probably half the stations are good, meaning that there's going to be about 90 radio stations that will be pruned.
Prune, prune, prune. Oopsie daisy, there goes JP Flame's hand. Oh, dear.
Now, don't make it about them.
No, I'm not making it about anybody.
That would be unfortunate.
That's not the way I play ball there, mister. Don't you twist my words around. Why, I'll come over there and I'll slap you.
How does Sumner feel about Bill O'Reilly?
I'm not the right one to ask about that. You might want to ask the gentleman on the phone about that right now.
Alan, how does Sumner feel about the talent of Bill O'Reilly?
I actually think he likes him. That's what I've heard.
There you
likes
go.
Him.
Yeah.
He likes him.
Right. Not as much as you, but
right.
I...
Any chance we could prune him?
You've got to ask the guy on the phone.
The guy on the phone? I'm right here in the studio. Why, I'm steps away from your office.
And who are you?
Sumner. No last name, please. I want to make sure that my ass is covered.
Well, then I'll just ask
you. Just call me Sumner.
I'll then I'll ask one more time.
All righty.
What's your name?
Sumner. No. Why, oh dear.
You didn't know that was coming.
I sure didn't. You blindsided me. Hey, what's your name on the phone?
Nobody.
Oh, could you say your first name?
I'll turn the thing off. Just give me a second.
Please, that'll end this bit if you say my name is Alan Limewan. Go ahead, say it.
Steve Johnson.
Hey, that's even better.
Right, ask him again what his name is.
What is your name? Say, my name is Steve Johnson.
My name is Steve Johnson.
Do you think Infinity now with the pruning, do you think that they will fire people with VD? Up until now, they've worked and toiled alongside of us, but we've had the big signs up saying, you know, VD only.
Line up for your mandatory blood tests.
Oh. Do you think Infinity will be as VD friendly as it was under the last regime?
I think Infinity will be the great company it's always been.
Yeah, diplomatic answer.
He sure is. All right. Well, listen, get back to me on the color of that guy's hair.
Okay, I will.
Because my money's on green.
And more candy.
And I think it's a toupe.
And keep the candy in the candy dishes. You understand me, line one?
I hear you.
All righty.
Yes, sir.
All right. No
problem.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Oh, there he is.
Great.
General manager under fire.
Poor old Alan.
Poor old Alan.
Sometimes that tape really works.
Poor old Alan.
We're just having fun, yeah.
Okay, here's what this says. Now we got a listener obviously signed us up for this. This direct mail.
Oh, right.
This is something that radio stations do. They think it's so tricky. It was tricky 10 years ago.
Okay.
To do direct mail, to send something where you send something, and the listener thinks, hey, I'm getting some kind of advance notice. I'm winning a contest.
You're special.
Stations do it now with loyal listener clubs on the internet, but there are still some old radio stations that do it the old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. So we get this letter sent to. And obviously, there's no thought in no quality control, because it's sent directly to Don and Mike Radio Gods, WJFK FM, 10800 Main Street. And it says, Dear Don and Mike Radio Gods. You know, they think they're going to get a great ad out of this, but right. but the truth is, this kind of crap doesn't get listeners, so I don't care about reading it. One day only, Thursday, win Moolah, and that's like in Ben and Jerry's or Gateway, you know, with the right. With the cow spots.
Mm-hmm.
Listen each hour between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Moo! Exclamation point. When you hear Mixie the cow moo, mm-hmm. Be caller 107, win $1,000.
Hey!
And then take a look at the great graphic they have on the back of that mic.
Isn't that exciting? Cow.
It's like the worst cartoon cow that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it says, now that's a lot of moolah to give away $1,000.
Why a cow, do you think? They took a look at their female lineup or what?
I'll tell you why a cow. Because there's a station in California called Kiss FM.
Right.
And do you remember when Rick Dees was still the morning guy and we would go to rickdees.com and
sure.
Read like Chef Boyardee's?
Exactly.
Well, on the Rick Dees show, someone at Kiss FM decided that they would give away money with the Kiss FM cash cow.
The cash cow.
So whenever you would hear the cow go moo, and now it's one of those things.
Well, cash cow is a wonderful, like, catchy little slogan. Is there anything called a cash cow there?
No, it's, it says, listen for.
It's Mixie the
Mixie
cow.
Mixie the cow.
Which is about as stupid as it gets.
From Mix 107. So let's call the program director and tell him we're not eligible to listen between, you know, 3 and 7. But a really great, great job with this. You have to pick that up, Rob, and ask for the program director.
Who is the program director over there? Do you know the name?
Do not. Sadly, I do not.
Oh, you can. It's a fan. It's a revolver.
And Mike, as I look closer at this piece of this slick piece of advertising,
yeah.
the cow, which kind of looks like a donkey in this picture,
it's right. Kenny King is the program director.
Kenny King.
Kenny
double
King.
K. Double K. It says
K squared.
It's the listener appreciation day.
That's right.
Oh, all right. When the cow will be, when you hear the crazy cow.
We'll find out if we're eligible.
You know, let me just tell anybody in the radio business that's thinking about doing something like this, and I'm guessing that they wasted probably $100,000 on this.
Direct mail.
You get this at home.
Uh-huh.
Here's the step. You look at it. You go, this is
bad.
This is garbage. This is insulting. And then you do this. And then you know what you do? Then you go to your car. And where it says 107.3... Uh-huh. You take a freaking jackhammer and you put it through that button in your car so you can never hear it again because you're so insulted
yes.
by the fact that they sent you this thing telling you, alerting you to listen for Mixie the
cow.
It's the dumbest. So you go to your car and you go, let's see, 107? Preset gone. It's out of there. You got to respect your listeners a little more, but we do want to thank whoever our listener is that signed us up in their database.
That's yeah. very nice.
Hey, did you know Kenny King also programs the jazz station?
Well, he multitasks.
Very
paging
good.
Paging
He's paging. They're paging him right now.
He wasn't in his office, in his king office.
Well, he's probably out.
It's good to be king.
He's probably out looking at all of these pictures of Mixie.
Or mucking the stall.
Mixie the donkey.
Mike, don't you agree? It looks more like a donkey.
Mixie the donkey, yeah.
It's more like a donkey than a cow.
That's a donkey face.
Mixie, no way. Hey, this rolls off the tongue. Mixie the mule.
Mixie the mule.
Really, if you get this in your mailbox.
If you can milk our mule.
You know what it makes? It makes you think, this is why people hate radio.
Bright colors, though, and cartoon characters.
You know, there are things that we should do in radio to help ourselves.
You know what that flyer looks like? It looks like the Jay Leno show.
Right. Yeah. Bright colors.
That's why it'll succeed.
All, you know.
No, I don't know. It's just great. Yeah, you know.
One day old. Yeah.
Jay Leno, bright colors. It's great. It's just $1,000.
Looking for Mickey the Cow.
Mickey the Mule, Don.
Mickey the Mule. Looking for Mickey the Mule. Where is the program director?
They're still getting
We're calling
them.
In for our $1,000.
You know, it's funny. Normally when they put you on hold, is there an assistant program director?
Of course, by now they're listening over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're hip to this.
That's why the delay.
Who's the GM over there now?
I don't know.
They shift more than we do.
We've been in this market a long time. The names we would throw out would be old guys.
No,
remember that guy?
Like the regime, yeah. But
Andy Akinzauser.
Jim Robinson.
Jim Robinson.
You want to leave him a message?
Baby, are you getting voicemail for him too?
Jim, this is Rob. Hold on a second. It's his voicemail.
Oh, it's his voicemail? Yeah. Just okay. Put it on.
Hang on for our most important message.
Okay. Let me just... Hello, Jim. We're on his voicemail now.
Yes.
Jim, hi. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. You may have heard of us, successful radio personalities.
How do you do, Jim?
If you don't mind, my friend, I've been in the radio business over 30 years, and I'm not too big to say, when I see a piece of direct marketing that I think is revolutionary.
We were lucky enough to receive your Mixie the Mule contest flyer for $1,000, and we have... One word that can best be said by our newsman, Buzz. This contest is positively
brilliant. Brilliant. it is a great contest.
It is.
Thank you for asking us to enter.
And we're going to be trying to win.
I can't enter. Well, because first, I can't stand your station.
Oh, yeah.
The music you play is just, it's over-researched. It's for retards, and... Listen, I know I'm going back many, many years, but do you know how upset I am that you fired Uncle Johnny?
I mean, that was when that radio station was great.
Yeah.
And you know what? Can we appeal to your sense of fair play? Hire back Uncle Johnny.
Here.
We'll go easy on the mule.
Uncle Johnny, and tell him he's got to wear those Kiana shirts he used to wear.
Uncle Johnny could be Mixie the Mule. He's big enough to be the mule, for
God's
sake.
And that's it. You don't even have to bring him back as a disc jockey. Put him in the mule suit.
Washington's best music.
Yes, it'll be the best music if you bring back Uncle Johnny.
My God. And maybe someone in your direct mail department next time could look when it says Don and Mike Radio Gods, and it's sent to radio station WJFK. You could save yourself 8 cents or whatever this flyer cost by not sending it to us.
Got an idea, though. Uh-huh. Really? And this is a serious idea. You don't need a crappy morning show you have on there. Bring back Dude and Doug.
Yeah.
And we know, dude, he's available.
He's good.
Hey, thank you. And tell Jack Diamond, we love his brand new short crew cut. And tell him that dyeing his hair, that Bozo the Clown color, it's taken maybe 2 months off his look.
We love that look. The look just screams just for men.
And congratulations to you, how you continue to amaze and bedazzle your listeners. I cannot tell you how tough it is every day to go, okay, here's the stack of records by Phil Collins, here's the stack by Gloria Estefan, here's the stack by Billy Joel. Now, yesterday we went Billy Joel, Phil Collins, Gloria Estefan. Today, I'm thinking Gloria Estefan, Billy Joel, Phil Collins.
We stand up out of our chairs right now and say,
salute! And our best to Kenny King.
Kenny King!
Your program director.
Yeah, we love K-Squared. Okay. Good day to you, sir.
We said good day.
Cute mule.
Good
yes, and our best to your mule. Bye-bye.
Mixie the mule.
Look at the WJFK jackass out this weekend.
Goodbye.
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 There he goes. All right. Well, there was a message for the general manager.
You'll enjoy that.
At Q107.
You forgot to leave a number.
Oh, that's
Listen, he's got the number. The number is number one.
We'll be over here if you need us.
You bet your ass we will.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I had on that. That was a little inside behind the scenes, what with the talk about Sumner Redstone maybe selling some of the stations, and then we get the direct mail from the other place.
Don't keep talking about that stuff.
Now, listen, we're really going to do this next. I'd love to squeeze a phone scan in today, but right now I think we got to go with Joe. What do you got there?
This just came in. This is the tape of O.J. with Katie Couric.
Oh, let's hear it.
Ooh.
Some of the stuff we were just talking about with O.J. Who's this from? EastCoastBob.com?
Hot off the press. Yeah,
all right, our thanks to EastCoastBob.com.
Very good.
Here's our first listen at O.J. with Katie Couric.
NBC's Katie Couric sat down with Simpson to talk about it.
What do they believe happened to their mother?
Something we've never really spoke about.
Never?
Never.
In 10 years, the subject of their mother's death or murder has never come up ever?
Never, ever. And as I said, I think I've certainly spent enough money to get the advice of some of the best child psychologists and and psychiatrists in the country. And they all say when the kids are ready to talk about it, they'll talk about it.
We just stop it right there for a second. So it's 10 years.
Wow.
They've not discussed the fact that he cut off their mom's head.
Well, how old's the oldest now? Isn't the oldest a young woman now?
Like, I think college age, I believe.
Absolutely.
I thought just got into a college.
Right. And where was this interview done? In a tub?
It was done at the place where Rob had laser hair removal. All right, there's just 50 more seconds. It's just a tease. Thank you to EastCoastBob.com, though, for getting us this information. Yeah.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. Just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Okay, we got you, right? Okay, here's the rest of O.J.
As far as I am.
Justin was quoted in the Miami Herald in October of 2002 saying, "From time to time, I think about it, but I just have to get it through my system when it comes into my mind. Then I just move on." Mm-hmm. So those times that he thinks about it, he never talks about it with you?
No, Justin's been, he's a remarkable kid in that even when he's got other things on his mind, he has a tendency to turn it inward, and he'll go to his room and do what he has to do. And you know, quite often I'll say, what's on your mind? What's going on? Did something happen in school today? Or maybe
that's because probably in about 10 years he's going to cut your head off.
You know what's going through my mind, Dad? When you cut Mom's head off.
He split up with his girlfriend or something. He's always pretty reluctant to get into it. He says,
"Well, I had a tough day at school, Dad. I broke up with my girlfriend. I'm failing algebra. And, you know, I got that thing, cut Mom's head off."
Yeah. But I think I'll go to my room.
I don't want
to
talk about it.
No. How was your golf game, Dad?
Well, Dad, I'll be all right. Just leave me alone. I'll be all right.
You can tune in for Katie Couric's entire interview with O.J. Simpson. It airs tonight on Dateline NBC. It starts at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock right, Central.
Okay. Wow.
All right, thank you, East Coast Bob. So we got some of the audio to go along with. Aye, aye, aye. Star of The Naked Gun, O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
When we come back, Joe Cicada Tank.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some sluts, too. Yeah, do they have a lot of sluts in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many sluts, we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of sluts in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show. A colossal waste of time. The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn right about that.
Yeah.
Listen, the guy, Johnny Sauter, the NASCAR guy.
Yeah.
Qualified number two for the Busch race on Saturday, and you'll see him Sunday in the NASCAR race.
Right. Called back. Didn't think it was a real radio show.
Really?
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Just didn't. I mean, I think the NASCAR guys are used to going on the, hey, you're on with frickin' Frack, and it's Sports Talk 101. So what do you think about the draft thing, and what do you think about them?
You're just asking them questions like, your hands hurt when you get done racing?
Yeah.
How do you get all the gas in so fast?
I love that question. Yeah. You know what? It was a 3-inch hole.
3.5, I think you said.
3.5-inch hole and 4 seconds to get 11 gallons. Is that what it is? 4 seconds to get 11 gallons in? So you do right. 3 of those in a pit stop. You get like, I'm no genius, but that's 30 gallons of gas.
And am I the only one that thinks that, really, don't we all wish we had maybe technology to get the... Now with the prices being what they are, one of the drawbacks nobody talks about is how long it takes to fill up a car now. It takes so much time because the price is so high.
Key Rice. Now, listen, I own a Prius, okay? I'm proud to tell you that. Right. I bike to work 3 days out of five.
I know you do.
A bicycle, incidentally. The other 2 days, I drive a fuel-efficient
vehicle. And you wear your sneakers into the office, and then you change into your hard shoes.
Because I would never drive a gas guzzler.
No.
However, I pull up today in my Imperial motorhome. And exactly what you're saying happened.
It takes so much time.
I put the thing in and I click it, and I walk around and I clean the windshield, and I'm walking around looking at the bird poo on the car.
You still got about 20 gallons to put in.
And I am not kidding, 18 gallons, which is about fills the car up,
right.
$47.
Well, you were just topping it off, though.
Yeah.
With your tank.
Just because the...
With your 150-gallon fuel tank.
The weekend. But Jesus Christ.
A Prius with a hole in the gas tank would still get better mileage. By any chance, do you go to that Exxon?
Up the street?
That's the slowest pumping station in America.
I have that issue with many Exxons. There's one right by 146th Street in Ocean City that I never go to because... First off, they don't have the thing that you can click to just make it pump the gas by itself.
Oh, you can't lock it.
So, but here's the thing that I do.
Right.
I take the thing that you screw on the gas cap, and I wedge it in there.
See, mine's attached to my gas cap.
Well, all you got to do is pull it, it comes right off.
Well, I don't want to break it. I'm going to devalue the car.
Well, I pulled mine off for easier access.
Spark!
So... You're doing that, and you walk around the car, and that is even worse.
Right.
Than the I can't say that's worse than the price of gas.
I'm the gas pump.
I'd rather pay less than $2 a gallon for gas. However, I will tell you...
Do you have somewhere you'd like to be soon in a hurry?
I was reading something from a London newspaper after I saw something on TV about how in London, do you know that they don't take this as anything, the gas stuff? They pay something like $5.50 for a gallon of regular in London, and they've been doing it like that forever. And now, I don't smoke cigarettes. I do smoke cigars. Oh, and if I could, Mike, everyone's done this today. I'd like to say hi to Gary Pesh, the old Virginia Tobacco Company.
Oh, it's fabulous Virginia Tobacco, right, Gary?
Yes.
What is it, old Virginia Tobacco?
Yes, and also to the Fuente family. Let me just say hello to all of my friends in the Fuente family.
Old Virginia Tobacco is where I get the cigars that I keep at O'Mara's restaurant.
Okay, now,
thanks. Look around, Cafe.
The truth.
Okay, but
last time I bought cigars for the restaurant, I bought them at Old Virginia Tobacco.
But that was a cheap one because I was just throwing in my thing for the guy that gets me my cigar.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know what,
right.
You know what's funny?
You didn't know that. What?
The folks at Sona Laser asked me not to.
Oh,
smoke.
Come on!
God,
now you're done. That's God. Not fair. No, hold on, hold on. You've got like 1,000 plugs thus far.
That's not fair. They did the whole show
the other day. The whole bad show this week. You got the whole show every day though.
Yeah, I know.
And that bad show was a good show.
But I don't mention O'Mara's restaurant often.
You just did it again.
I apologize.
I just want to give a shout out to a guy.
Yeah.
And listen, here's the deal I get from my guy. I pay retail.
Yeah, I know you do.
I pay retail for the cigars I like that are hard to find.
I know.
That's the incredible deal that I get.
I know. And you mentioned him because you just like the product.
No, I mentioned him because the cigars are freaking impossible to get.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's why it's a treat to be able to pay. God, what an idiot I am. It's a treat to be able to pay retail. Lala, why am I complaining about the price of gas when I'm happy just to say, charge me up the wazoo because it's retail?
You know, I think compared to other people that do this for a living, we don't go to that well very often, do we?
Really?
Do you and I do that very often? I know I do it more than you do.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I have a reason.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I understand. I'm sorry.
What's the reason?
You just played it. That's
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Okay. Okay, but I mean, the reason is you want the plugs because you want the business. Yeah. I don't mind when they're naturally occurring.
I understand.
It just you kind of force it. And you, boy, listen, enough with your goddamn back hair.
Yeah. Hello to Mary Rabbit.
At the boat place.
That doesn't do me anything whatsoever.
No.
It really
does. Here's the thing. I wanted to, the guy gets a charge out of it.
Yeah. Does he?
When right. I say his name.
Gary Pesh?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, well, you're now you're like...
I'm patronizing you?
I understand.
No, you're elbowing in on my whoring.
I don't have don't have any interest in that. I didn't have any...
But no, you...
I haven't had any contact with the gentleman.
But no, you worked his name in because you weren't going to plug for your restaurant.
That's correct, and that was... You know what? I was piggybacking on your plug.
Yes, and I wasn't...
And you've certainly given my place a lot of plugs, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it anymore.
It wasn't a plug. It was just a way... Because I'll get an email from him saying, hey, a lot of people told me that they heard your name, that they heard his name on the show.
You got nothing for
lately,
that.
My kids have loved to have piggyback rides because of the smooth surface.
It's not a fact. God. Well, what do you got, Buzz? Go ahead, Buzz.
Come on. You know, I like you. I don't get anything for it, but Ferris Jeep.
That's the best one.
Because you know what? In his own way, he might be the best of all.
Have you done a commercial for them?
Yes.
Okay.
But like, and have you bought cigars and paid retail for them? I've made commercials and got paid retail for them.
Okay, so,
like you, nothing extra.
No. But listen, if the guy gave me the cigars for free, then I'd be giving him a. I only got it. See, you guys are killing me on this.
You did it because he's a friend.
No, I did it because it's like the only way I get the cigars.
Oh, okay.
Because it takes special effort to
get
them.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. You like the special
thing. And I know that there's lots of guys out there that hate me because there's a brand of cigar that I love, the Opus X, the Fuente Fuente Opus X.
Right.
And I'll be quite honest with you, I have opened a vein into the Dominican Republic.
Right.
And pretty much on command, there are thousands of boxes of these cigars being shipped to my house overnight.
You're almost running out, though, aren't you?
Mike, almost. You know, I'm prepared with the duct tape.
Right.
And I'm prepared with the, remember all the stuff that we were supposed to have
security,
for 9/11?
Right.
And I thought, just in case, I better get 1,000 or 2,000 boxes of cigars.
Don't you know the Fuente guy?
That's why I threw his name out. That's why.
What's his name? Is it Carlos Fuente?
Carlos and Carlito.
Carlito.
Carlito Fuente.
Oh, all right.
Fuente, yes, man.
That's right. Anyway.
So Carlos sends you like a letter once in a while, right?
Yes, he does.
What about Carlito? What's Carlito's way? See, that's all the whole reason I said that was just to get the Al Pacino movie.
It's Carlito. Actually, I think the other guy might be dead. I'm not sure. All I know is that one of them's great. They're both great.
Yeah.
They're both great.
Entire family, really.
They're both great. All I wanted to do was say hi to some guy. I just had a chance to say that.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't like a plug.
Hi to some guy. Christ. Although when I get home tonight, there better be a box of cigars waiting for me.
I would hope so.
For goodness sakes. Joe's cicada tape.
Does Joe want to plug anything while we're on the subject? Would Joe have a plug that he'd want to give?
Mike, did you want to get your bid in today?
What's that?
Did you want to get your bid in today?
My bid?
Your bit?
Bit. My bit? Oh,
if you want to get your bid in, you better start asking questions.
Joe, is there a plug you'd like to get in today?
No.
Okay.
Nobody cares about me.
Oh,
well, no, that's
not true.
That's true.
One of the statements,
Joe,
is correct.
Is there a particular store that you go to where you'd like to be treated better?
No.
No? Hey, listen, it's Friday. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Right.
Joe, why you sound so down?
Because I want to hear the cicada tapes, just like the rest of the country.
What?
He wants to hear his cicada tapes.
Yeah. Like the rest of the country. Is the rest of the country clamoring for that? Are they clamoring for that and clamoring for us to just shut up and just play the tapes of you?
Have we been talking too much?
No. They call me at home. They pester me in my car. It's crazy out here.
So Joe got his plug. His plug is for his bit.
But Joe, don't you understand that that's what makes the bit even better? The fact that maybe we will or won't get to it today, but eventually it's there.
Yeah, but I have no idea what I said. I want to hear him just as much as anybody.
I've heard that it's the talk of the Joe chat rooms.
JoeArden.com.
I know. I'm there all the time.
Coming to the Internet soon to you, JoeArden.com.
All right, Joe. Well, listen, here's the predicament I'm in right now.
Right.
I'll be flat square out with you. Mm-hmm. I love your program in the morning. I'm here.
I'm at my farm.
I'm at my farm. I heard you talking about McMahon. No, here's the deal. We have the bit, Mike's bit that we do every week.
And I love that too.
And I want to get that in.
I defer my bit to Joe's bit. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, I mean, I would, though, because, you know, because Joe and I had words before about the food. Remember? And then I was mean to him about not getting in my place for opening night.
What is she rattling on about back there?
Rattling? She's taking calls from people who want to hear the tape.
Of course she is. All of your idiot fans calling in now.
Listeners, Don, they're not money fans.
Hold on, let me take a call myself. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've just secured the rights to JoeArdinger.com, and I'm willing to sell them to the highest bidder.
Oh, my God.
No, he's wrong. I already own it.
Hard to put a price
Hello.
On that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Excellent. I got a plug I'd like to put out.
Okay.
Since you guys are taking plugs.
No, the listeners.
And... Okay, what's your plug?
For Youngertown Scion.
For what?
They treated me really well. Those Scions, those box on wheels. Those things that actually make the Honda Element look sexy.
Are you talking about tricking out your car?
Yeah.
What's the? And you're talking about a dealership?
Yeah, a Scion dealership.
What's the name of the dealership?
It's Youngertown Toyota.
Youngertown. You know, usually just you know, really, just a little tip here. When you're going to give a plug, say it so people can understand it.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, play on Scion.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. I just called to tell you you were wrong. They only use 2 cans of gas at NASCAR, and it's 22 gallons.
Honey, it's what the driver told me. The driver said that they'll get 3 cans in at a pit stop. Or I'm doing the math. He said it takes 4 seconds to put 1 can in. And you do the math. If you got a pit stop that runs 13 seconds, you have time to get 3 cans of gasoline in, right?
You have time, but it won't fit.
Why won't it fit?
The tanks aren't that big.
So the tanks are only, what's like 18 gallons?
I would say between 23 and 25 gallons tops.
So
it's a 22-gallon tank? It's a 22-gallon tank.
If it's a stock Chevy tank, I don't know if they alter it, but that car is a 23-gallon tank.
Oh, it's 23-gallon. Okay, now I understand. Well, thank you very much for the update.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much. We stand corrected and enlightened.
Hey, listen, although I still think, you know, 23 divided by 4...
No, I'm not saying it's impossible to put 30. I'm not saying it's not impossible to put 30 gallons in
Great.
In 13 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
30-gallon tank. This time.
Right, I got you.
Okay. How fast can you change a tire?
I appreciate that. Hello?
Are you there? Who's talking in the background?
Oh,
man?
No, we still have Joe, and that's Beth Ann prattling on.
What is Beth Ann screaming about?
Joe? Well, we can hear you. What are you on a speaker or what?
I'm projecting.
You're what? Wow. You're projecting. God damn. That's, you know, you got the Frida voice. I swear to God, you got the Frida voice. You got that. Well, you better put that under control. I mean, you better work on that. Wow.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yay! Are people really calling about Dumb Joe's tape? I don't mean the tape is dumb, and I don't mean Joe is dumb. You know what I mean.
Right. Just, I know what you mean.
Are people really calling about the Dumb Joe tapes?
Yeah, they are. You can't hear me. I'm not even by the phone.
I can hear you. Don't come closer.
Well, are we hearing you through Joe's headset?
Is that what it is?
No, through the wall. I'm not sure.
Is it really?
And Beth Ann, aren't you tired? What time did you... Listen, I don't mind the early morning phone call. I told you I'm an early riser, but I'm concerned about you again this morning. 8 o'clock in the morning. You're here. Don't you...
She calls you from here?
Yes. Don't you and your daughter have an apartment or a house? Okay, well, why are you here so early? You can work from home at 8 a.m.
I think she might be waiting for you to give her direction as to what time you expect her to come into the facility.
Well, and actually,
ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow! God, that's loud.
Ow, B.A. God! God!
It's not really that loud.
Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Why are you wearing a Christmas shirt today?
Because Christmas is in my heart all year round.
Rob said it was laundry day.
No, I don't have that many clothes.
All right, well, you will working for this show. You'll have everything you could possibly dream of.
And Beth Ann, now that you've been the producer for almost a week, how do you like it?
I love it. Yeah. I couldn't ask for more.
You couldn't ask for more? Isn't there something you'd like to ask Mike, though?
Hey, Mike,
Do you need any food or drink or anything I can get you?
No, I'm all set. Thank you. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate it. The peanuts were fantastic today.
Yes, and here it is again.
Yeah.
I know we played it yesterday when we had the people from Milwaukee, but Beth Ann does have a Christmas shirt on today.
She is wearing a Christmas shirt. Mm. It's a reindeer in, like, little sequins.
Cool. And it's June 4th.
It's pretty, though, isn't it?
It's lovely.
That's all you need. You know, after just a few months working on this show, you're going to have closets full of clothing.
Because I'm going to get my plugs in?
Yeah. Right. Beth Ann, do you have anything? You've only been working here a week. Do you have anything you need to plug?
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think Artinger Now.
Artinger Now.
Artinger Now.
Wow. Yeah, the Artinger Show.
You're putting in a word for the show.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Let me just see if anybody really wants to hear that. Or these are just like Joe's high friends calling in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, dear friends. And I do mean a hi. H-I-G-H, dear friends. Don and Mike, hello.
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 How are you?
Hello, we are fine. How are you?
I'd like to hear some drunken cicada tape.
Hey, he's telling the truth.
Okay.
That would be so wonderful.
Okay. Of course. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to Don and Mike.
You're speaking to us. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Sorry. Hey, I wanted to say I would like to hear the Joe Cicada tape. Those were really interesting.
All right, one more call, and Mike, that means we're going to have to cut Jeopardy in half this week. We'll just do the part where you come on and rob.
No, you can't have all. It's either all or nothing. If I'm vetoed today,
hold on. Oh. Didn't you say that you would gladly give up half of the bit?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's an all. I don't know. I said I'd gladly give up all of the bit, and I know the next call we're going to take is going to be a Joe Cicada call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I have Rob's back here?
I think we gave that away yesterday, right? To a guy in Wichita. Some guy got it. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
You're talking to us. Yes, go ahead. Hi.
Yeah, I like to hear Joe's tape.
You know, and you notice the pattern here would be the people that call, hey, can I talk to Don and Mike when we answer the phone?
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll split the difference. We'll play both of the second halves, or not both of the. There's two more parts in Joe's Cicada tapes.
Amen.
We'll play them in their entirety. And then you can do the thing with Rob.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll just...
And we don't need to do the Jeopardy to do the thing with Rob.
Right.
The friend that's coming in to see Rob just wants to talk to Rob.
So we'll do the Jeopardy next week, okay? See, that's a plan.
Yeah. That is a plan. And everyone's happy.
Now, that's a plan. And how could Johnny Sauter have possibly thought this was not a real radio show?
Rob said he's not happy.
Why aren't you happy?
I forgot to mention Dark Arts.
Oh, God! Whore! You're worse than he is. You really are.
That's right. You are.
I can see that coming with my laser eye correction.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Incredible.
I'm racking my brain.
You must have a couple.
I got nothing.
Really?
You know what commercials I do? Zero. I do nothing. Hi. It's me, Don, for bad breath.
I'm not saying anything anymore. I'm out. Yeah. I'm not saying anything. And you know, just so you know.
What?
I could do about
10. I know you could. Okay, shut up. I could do 10.
We'll be back.
There you go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
The Don and Mike Show.
Julia wasn't supposed to be there. I was one of the crazy carpet shots.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know I love this song. Good looking.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Friday. I hit the wrong button.
I'm not saying no.
All of your buttons are right next to all of my buttons. I wanted to hit the... That one, but instead I got the...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I know, that one... I just gave you a plug.
Not really.
I think so.
Listen, rinse, repeat.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're back.
Yeah.
We are. We're back. Get your plans together.
Mm-hmm.
Just... I'm warning you now that my wife's birthday is Monday.
And it's a national holiday weekend.
So do what you can this weekend.
Right.
And on Monday, let's all do our best to make her happy.
I can't wait. The Macy's parade is tomorrow.
Two teams? Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No, all right. Can we, all right. I don't even remember what it was.
There she is.
And I'll be buying her a gift this weekend.
I am.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, we're going to go down this road now.
But that was the plan. Don't you remember when we had that discussion?
No, I don't.
We're getting each other gifts this year.
Oh, you and Frida are getting each other
gifts. I'm getting her a gift because I'm going to get, and the kind of gift I get her is you know, the kind of gift I'm going to get. So I got to make it a good one so she gets me a good one.
Gotcha.
In fact, I'll be asking you during one of the breaks, what does she want? What does she need?
What does she need?
Yes.
What does she really need? Hold on, here's the hotline. Hello?
Oh, sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to catch you on the air. I'm not near radio, and I didn't know you were on.
But do you need to talk to me on the air or off the air?
Neither. I just wanted to tell you that I got you that movie we were talking about.
Oh, the one with...
Bruce Campbell.
And Ozzie Davis?
Yeah.
Listen, now this... And I promise this won't take long. You know Mom's birthday is Monday, right? Don't forget that.
All right, I'll figure something out.
All right, don't forget it because you know how Mom is about her birthday.
I know.
Right, that it's a national holiday.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My son said he found a movie. Is it Bruce Campbell starring in this movie?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell and Ozzie Davis.
Okay. The plot of the movie is that they're in a mental institution.
Right.
No, an old folks home.
Okay, well, same thing. Bruce Campbell is dressed like Elvis and believes that he is Elvis Presley.
Right.
Ozzie Davis, who, hello, is a Negro, thinks he's John F. Kennedy.
Wow!
And...
They fight a mummy.
There you go. And what's the name of this movie, bud?
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep.
You told me about this a week ago. You never said they fought a mummy. I just thought they would, like, solve a crime or
how
something.
How do they fight? Like a real mummy?
Yeah, like a real mummy.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So you got the movie?
Yeah, I just found it in Best Buy.
Fantastic. All right. How was work today?
Work is work.
All right. Work is work. You're my man. I know. Don't I know it? And tell me, are you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
How about Sunday?
Yeah.
How about Monday?
I thought it was a holiday.
Ah, yeah, your mom's birthday.
Oh, that's right. But are you working on Monday?
Who knows?
And not my mom's birthday, his mom's birthday.
Right.
Oh, you said my... Anyway.
Mom's birthday.
Yes, yeah, mom's birthday. Mommy's birthday.
The mom.
Mamo.
You're a little uptight about it, aren't you?
Well, you know, hey, Bart, I'll ask you. Do you think Mom has made the usual big stink about her birthday this year, or has she toned it down this year?
I think she's toned it down on purpose to see if anybody will remember.
Mm. Right, but what is...
It's a test.
And now listen to this. He's only 19, but listen to this. You're right. And what is the test? What is the test that Mom is giving us?
To see if we still make it a big deal out of it.
There you go.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's my boy. That, you know what that is? For so many years when he was growing up and he was scoring great on all those intelligence tests, that was the Frida side coming out. Mm-hmm. Right now when you're here getting the common sense, the hard knock.
That's you.
Life on the streets.
That's chip off the old block time.
That's right. Yeah, stick it to the man.
Amen.
That's right. Stick it to the man named Mommy. All right. I love you, buddy. I'll see you later.
Okay, don't worry about it. Bye.
Don't worry about it.
That was for me. I got that. Yeah, don't worry about it, Bart.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, because you know the discussion that Bart had the other day on the air with Uncle Mike.
Right.
Continued off the air.
Right.
Because Uncle Mike asked Bart.
He called. I said, well, explain a back end deal, and he wasn't able to do it on the air. I didn't want to get into it.
I was at work.
Then when he got on the internet and he called me back, like.
I was at work.
In the off the air, he said, he explained it to me, and I said, I quoted him by saying, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And it was a fun exchange. It was delightful.
They were eating peanuts, if I remember correctly.
You know, I ate some today, Bart, and I've eaten too many today.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't feel well.
I heard you had a large jar.
Yeah, well, I ate about a third of a large jar today.
Oh. All right, bud. Watch yourself.
I will. Don't worry about it.
All right. Looking out for you. All right.
I know you are. Call me. Let me know what you're doing tonight.
Okay, Doug.
All right, I'll see you. All right, peace out. Goodbye.
And as a tip from Rob, Rob has given me a tip to what to buy for your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An ornate chandelier.
Oh, she'll love that.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about an off-market gun.
Oh, okay. Like some of my friends sell?
I was thinking that perhaps you would drive to some neighborhood where it would, you know, and...
Consider it done.
Here's all I ask.
Okay.
I understand. Now, I don't know a lot about this, but...
I do. You know I do.
Is it possible that you could get me one that doesn't have serial numbers on it?
I can.
That's what I think my wife really wants.
Consider it done.
Is a gun that has all of the numbers filed off.
Concealable or your, you know, a link
barrel?
I
would like a classic.
Nice.
Unnumbered.
Cool.
38
special?
No, a Luger.
You, no, can't do that.
A Luger?
No. Too many collectors. Yeah. It's just not. It's not convenient. But you know. But I'll get her something nice.
Okay. Anyway, it's her birthday this weekend. Mm-hmm. So do whatever you have to do. You know what you do this weekend? Pray for me, because I'm going to be with a woman whose birthday's not till Monday. Mm-hmm. But the party has officially started this weekend.
Will there be any celebrations this weekend?
And she has told me that this is not even the one that she cares about.
Right.
Next year, when she turns 50, she wants the big party.
Mm-hmm. I think next year. We may be involved that with the show because it's the big 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we do a big, you know, bring her in and stuff.
Give her the gun presentation then.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
I keep thinking about, you know, it'd be a great gift. You know, at the end of Minority Report?
Anytime you mention that movie.
You know, they come in, they get that, and Tom Cruise is talking to him on the phone in his
right.
ear, and he's, and they open it. He's,
they come down from the sky.
This is a gun from the Revolutionary War, from the Civil War.
Right.
And we're going to outlaw guns. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy
birthday!
Have
a big party at a shooting range.
I'm kidding.
Of course.
I'm kidding, of course.
You kid because you love.
I'm kidding. I love her.
Next year, we can hire Wendell the Clown.
All right. All right, boys and girls, what we're going to do, we're going to dismantle and reassemble the weaponry.
Winner! All right, here's Joe's take.
Mike the Light.
Joe!
Oh, Joe's got to be pissed right now.
I know. We just took 5 minutes.
Stop crying. Don't worry. They're going to get to the tape.
Hold on. Where is he at?
He's right here. Hold a second.
Put him on, B.A.
Sobbing.
Hello?
We're going to get to these tapes now.
Okay.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're not crying?
No.
Introducing Average Joe.
All right, Joe. Here come your tapes.
Okay.
So you happy now?
Sure.
We're happy.
Are you still getting a lot of calls?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls. You might as well just do a phone scan because everybody's all over the place today. It's Friday.
Yes, I know. And what do you say on Friday, Joe?
Weekend is here. We're going to have a can of beer.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, my man.
In Frida's honor this week.
Hey, there. Hey, you worked it all in. There you go.
Very good, Joe.
World's oldest phone screener. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, I'll get drunk this weekend and sing happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Would you do that and tape it?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
I'll even put a little guitar on it, too.
Hey, there you go. I mean, it's not like you have to stay up late for that. You can, you know.
No, I can do that at about 4 in the afternoon on Saturday.
With your afternoon buzz.
Right.
All right, bye, Joe.
See ya.
Here he is. And really, we do have to play these tapes today because the cicadas have stopped making noise.
Yeah, the cicadas are really dying.
I mean, they're saying on the news that the cicadas will be around for another couple of weeks, but it's done.
Yeah.
It's history. So now here, first let's take a call. Hello.
Hello.
Jason in Toronto.
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Hey, Jason, I've got to be honest with you. I have no intent of taking this call, whatever it is. I was just busting Joe's balls.
No problem.
Okay,
see ya. Your wife's not the only one celebrating a birthday this weekend.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, that's nice, Jason.
Who is Jason?
I hope your wife has a happy birthday. My birthday is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Everybody wants to be noticed on their birthday.
Thanks for letting us know.
Okay.
When is Joe's birthday?
I have to ask him.
Oh, he just had one, right? He just celebrated one.
Right.
There's no need to call him.
He had a magician.
Hello?
When's your birthday?
When is it?
Yeah.
May 28th.
Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks ago.
Recent, right.
A week ago.
Gotcha. Oh, that's right. We had the magician for him.
Yeah, we had a magician for him.
I remember. All right, you ready for your tapes?
Sure.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
I know you're going to break.
No, we're not.
You have to.
No, hey, guess what, Joe? I'm a rebel. I don't have to. Watch me.
Okay.
Just watch me.
No, we're gonna get right to him.
All right.
Okay. What, Robbie?
May 28th, 1964 was just a heck of a time.
Yeah, it was Joe's birth year.
Think of that.
When he came into the world.
Beatlemania.
All right, here we go. Joe, what are we going to hear? This is cut number 4.
This is the Buzz interview.
The Buzz interview. Okay, here we go.
You know, the June bugs are here now.
Yeah, the ones that fly into your screen door,
mm-hmm.
committing suicide.
Yeah. Cicada's gone. June bugs have arrived.
All right, we're getting Don's loading the Joe tapes as we speak. All right. Is Joe still on the line?
No.
Okay.
No
Might want to get him on the line.
Hold on, here he is now.
Check that. One, two, one,
hold on.
Whoa!
We heard this cut yesterday.
Yeah. All right. We're going to check it out. Check
cut number three. We want to start with cut number
four.
Four? Mm-hmm. All right, Joe Arden. Wow, he's good, isn't he?
He is. Watch her cooking for middle grade.
Joey.
Watch her cooking for middle grade. What's for supper? What do you got?
Hey, Joe!
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Amazing.
Joe. Okay, here he is.
That wasn't Joe.
That wasn't Joe. That really wasn't
no,
Joe.
No.
You know what? We're not going to... We don't have time to do both things.
After all this, do Joe's thing next.
We'll do Joe. Can we can still do the Harry
we
Potter
can do the other
on
thing.
Monday.
We can do it. We can do it out the wazoo.
On Monday, so to speak.
Yes.
So to speak.
No problem with me.
Well, then let me just make sure that he's okay with it.
Okay. I just want to say, I give that my 100% blessing, and we will be back with the Josephs, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Who are you?
Harry Potter.
Hey.
I was waiting in your green room.
You know, we normally...
I was told I was going to be on low-budget Jeopardy today.
Yeah, but Mike graciously decided to donate the time to Joe's tape.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Look forward to hearing him. Is that your phone screener getting drunk and miking himself over the weekend?
That's right.
Good boy. Like him, but I like another boy better.
Who is that, Harry?
You know who.
Who?
Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Harry.
How's your back?
Great.
Oh, can I feel it?
It's smooth.
I want to feel your back.
You're listening to Boy Sorcerer Harry Potter.
Oh, boy. That Joe is powerful simple, isn't he? Rob's back is powerful smooth. You know, before I go, I just wanted to tell you one thing.
What's that?
I wrote a song about Rob's back.
Did you really?
Yeah.
A song from Harry Potter?
Goes along with that music you play all the
Hold
time.
On, let me chew it up. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Here we go.
Feel Rob's back. No, he started. You surprised me.
Right.
Now I got to guess. Jesus, he runs a tight board, doesn't he?
I said, are you ready?
Yeah, but you dove right in. It starts real fast, like. Oh, I'm upset.
It's do.
I know how it goes. I wrote a song for it. I just want to go one, two, three, go. Feel.
Hold on.
Well,
just give me the cue. Just say one, two, three, go.
One, two. That's what I just did.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
One, two, ready, go. Feel.
All right, now we're calling Buzz.
Oh, that's how it's going to be, huh?
Hello?
Okay. Okay, you bunch of humps.
Here you go, Harry. One, two, three.
Good.
That's what I played it when I said I
would. No, you did not. I swear to God, you went one, two, three, and you hit it on the three. It's a song. Start it again.
Hold on.
I love O'Mara's restaurant.
Nice look around cafe.
Do you want it started after one, two, three?
I'll point at you. Now you're going to play another tape to confuse
me. No, I'm not.
You're a conjurer, Geronimo.
Swear to God.
Yeah, you are.
I am set.
One, two, three, go. No, he'll never take direction.
Hey, yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I promise.
Tell me.
I swear on my kid's life. Go. Right. Just one, two, three. Tell me one.
Feel Rob's back. Makes me feel all good inside. Feel Rob's back. It makes me feel so really, really wonderful. Feel Rob's back. I love it so. Feel Rob's back.
That's it.
That's a good song.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I had it all thought out. I got confused. Jesus.
All right, hold on.
Kind of tougher. No, I'm not doing it anymore. You won't go down that hall. Always remember, if it smells like yeast, work on it.
All right. Harry, will you come back and join us on Monday after your movie has its big opening?
It'd be a big pleasure, and I'd tell everybody to go see Harry Potter.
You want to try that song one more time?
Sure. I'm a Rob, and Rob loves me, and we're going to go to the
different
We are loving each other so much, because we're gay. That's it. I'm a poet and don't know it.
Inspiring.
Trying real hard. Lost my train of thought.
Okay.
I'm an old man in my 80s. But knock around my wife a little bit.
But you play a boy wizard.
A boy wizard. Harry Potter, the most popular film in America. We're going to kick Shrek right out of the ballpark.
All right, when we come back, we'll hear the Joe tapes, the final Joe Cicada tape.
Oh, no.
What?
I lost a tooth. Fell clean out of my head. Want to play with it? Lost a tooth. It's all over, blood me. I like this music. Makes me feel like a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry Potter. And we're going to make something on Rob disappear this weekend.
When we come back, Joe's tapes.
Joe's tape. Love those cicadas.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Joe.
See you on Monday's episode, okay?
Bye now.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. So you wanted it to start with, you had words for the blum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Yes. Yes.
See, and I thought I was being tight when you said one, two, three. I thought you wanted the bum, bum, bum. And then the
intro.
Song would start right there.
Well, you know what the real truth is, though?
What?
I didn't have any words at all, as I think I demonstrated rather aptly.
Thought I might have words. Kind of do it that way on the show occasionally.
Yeah, sure.
Joe's tapes.
Joe's tapes coming up next, right?
Yeah. No, really.
I know, really. I believe you.
Friday.
Yeah.
I believe you. What are we going to come do? Come in on Saturday and do a show?
No, we're not going to come in on
Joe's
Saturday.
Joe's Cicada Tapes next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sanitized for your protection. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Jojo, Jojo Show. Jojo Joe. He's the Jojo Joe Show.
Here we go with the Joe Show.
The Joe Cicada tapes.
Because officially next week, these will be old news.
They're dead carcasses of cicadas all over our studio floor here.
So now, for those of you who have listened, and why should Joe complain? Rob just went through the paperwork. Do you realize that for this one bit, Joe getting drunk like he did 17 years ago, this is now the ninth segment that we've at least...
Bravo.
That we've at least attempted to play his tapes in.
Fooled with it.
Yeah, we do.
So this would be number 10, or this is number 9.
This is the
number
9th.
This is the 9th.
Number 9. This will be a Joe last weekend with the cicadas. Oh, and he's promised to make another tape this weekend, drunk, singing happy birthday to Frito.
Maybe with the guitar.
Yeah. And here now is Joe, part number 4, where he, is this where he calls Buzz?
Yeah.
Calls Buzz, drunk, in the middle of the night, looking for cicadas last weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we're calling Buzz.
This is the tape, incidentally, that all of America is calling for.
That's right. This is it.
So stop calling now, America.
Right. And no more interrupting it.
Here it is.
Hello? Buzz. Hi, Buzz. It's Joe Ardinger. Hey, you're live from Joe Ardinger's backyard. Hold on, I have to hold your earpiece up to the microphone. Hold on, okay?
Keep in mind, Joe's bombed. Buzz, I'm guessing it's you're sleeping.
It's sound asleep at 1:30 a.m. when the phone rang.
Joe managed to put the microphone right down by, you know, speaker on a
so
cell
we could
phone
hear Buzz.
With the speakerphone, so you can hear Buzz pretty clearly on this cell call.
All right, now talk again.
Okay, hello, Joe.
I can hear you. That's cool. Now, you have to verify that it's like 1:35 in the morning.
Yes, you've awakened me at 1:35.
Is there anything you'd like to say to America that will be said on Tuesday, June something?
Right.
This tape won't be played until Friday.
Happy June?
Right, and I'm recording you on the QTech MR-402D. Isn't that exciting?
That's the latest technology.
Did you know there are no locusts going on right now, and I still have to stay up for another hour?
Well, you
Yes, you do have to stay up for another hour, and no, the locusts have gone to bed, the sensible ones, hours ago.
And Buzz, listen how nice Buzz is to continue.
Yeah, even in the middle of a dead sleep, you know. Yeah. You and I would not be that great.
It would have been, F off, Joe.
The phone's on the other side of the bed, so I actually got up on my hands and feet, on all fours on my hands and feet, and climbed over in order to get to the phone to answer it.
OJ, no, he wasn't doing that, Rob.
OJ would say, for you to get in that position to answer the phone, it would have to be consensual.
Yeah.
According to OJ Simpson.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I know. They must be the Burbanks.
I guess so.
How about a shot of vodka, my friend?
Hey, I'd love one.
All right, coming at ya.
Coming at ya.
Hey, Buzz. Got any weed?
Oh, I bet you love that.
No, sorry.
All right, well, you are my favorite guest that showed up on the Joe Ardinger Backyard Show.
The only one who showed up.
I'm sorry. It's Ardinger Here. That's the name of it. Ardinger Here.
I thought it was Ardinger Now.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
All right. And
hey, Buzz.
I'm 40.
And happy birthday. Congratulations.
I'm 40, damn it. Well, Buzz, I think you just made the whole tape. Wait, say that again?
I said I certainly hope so.
Oh, there we go. All right, well, I still have to stay up for 2 hours. Do I sound drunk enough?
Yes, you do. You sound just about right. Very similar to the first tape.
All right, but the only trouble is there are no bugs out here. Do you have any bugs?
I do, but they're dead.
Well, that's not the point. They're supposed to make noise.
They are, but then they die, and then they stink, and that's why I call them stinkators.
You know, you're so nice. You're even doing shtick with it.
I'm
now,
trying. Man. I realize about halfway through the call we're on the air. And
Buzz, for the record, has had more cicadas in his yard than anybody.
And
like the carcasses are piled up and they stink, right?
Yeah. Well, I've shoveled them into bags and hauled them away.
Buzz sent me a digital photo from, where is that, on your back porch?
Yeah, right.
With all those, and I mean.
Where they were just thousands of them?
Hundreds of them.
Ankle deep.
All right, back to Drunk Joe.
Fatherhood was the most important thing I did in my career.
Really drunk.
Because Spartacus represents a man who wanted freedom.
Hold on,
George.
No. Get that. He needs to go out and get a volleyball for that guy.
That's right.
Someone needs to throw a volleyball at him.
Greed is good.
Five extra points.
Thank you, Kirk Douglas.
I thought it was Joe Ardinger.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? Let me hear it again.
Greed is good.
There's Joe.
There's Joe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's my good close friend Buzz Burbank, and not only that, but great guest Buzz Burbank from Joe Ardinger in his backyard. And thanks, Buzz. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Good night. All right, and we're out. And you know, quite honestly, even though Buzz is asleep. I'm very annoyed with my call. It's only 1:41 a.m. And in an hour, I'm going to go out and try to record bugs that aren't even there. But you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Just to satisfy the listening public.
There you go, for your fans.
Keep drinking.
There you go.
And listen to all this noise in the background.
The radio. It's a commercial.
Joe?
Oh, listen to that for a minute. Hold on, I'll turn the mic around.
This is great.
Fascinating.
Why is he taping a commercial?
I just caught his attention.
He's Gary Hudson.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
He's mesmerized.
I think he's falling
well,
asleep.
This will certainly be edited out. Anyway,
yes.
Thanks to Buzz Burbank, and we love you. Good night.
Greed is good.
Joe, can you tell the difference?
There's one more segment. Here's the final segment.
Greed is good.
Joe Ardinger, his last cicada report from last weekend.
Okay.
This is the final one.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go on the next break of Joe Ardinger. Live, we're going to call Cameron Gray.
Oh, the program.
Very exciting.
And it's ringing.
ringing.
Hold on. We're going to call Cameron. He's the operations director. Direction. Something. He does something somewhere.
There's some moonshine
involved. Much like myself.
I
show up, I do things somewhere.
Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you, Colin.
He'll just wait for the tone.
Why press one?
Cameron, it's Joe Ardinger, and you're missing Ardinger. Hey.
He's good.
He's changing.
He's got a new name for the show. It's Ardinger Hay.
Ardinger Hay. Live from Joe Ardinger's backyard.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready. What we're getting ready to do is we're going to record cicadas in an hour. So we will do that. But be sure to call me back right here at that number that I left on your cell phone. Because, you know, you're not doing anything anyway. I know it. You know it. So call me back. Howdy ho de hey de ho. See ya.
Howdy ho de hey de ho.
Howdy hey de ho.
Very nice.
All right, now I have to push end. Hold on. All right, everybody. Oh, there we go. We just called Cameron. All right, now we're going to call somebody else.
Oh.
We're going to call Rob again.
Call Rob again.
Hello, Gunnar Mark. I'm here in Side Pyramid Studio.
Robbie, we can't tease that today.
Oh,
those are more tapes we haven't heard yet.
Yes, from Dennis.
Dennis Murphy at Spike TV in Los Angeles.
Oh, I can't tell the difference between Joe, Dennis, and Kirk Douglas.
Let's just finish up with this.
Why? Because we can.
What, Joe?
Right. And, you know, I haven't even gotten close to my time to go and record cicadas. And
right.
The Q-Tech MR-402D is ready for it. We got the wires laid out.
I think America's had enough of this yet.
I have to
give him a few more seconds.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that I have 150 feet of wires laid out. And... You know,
what,
17
Joe?
Years ago, I went out. I only had to go like 50 or 100 feet out to record the cicadas.
And now what?
Now this year, it doesn't sound like it's going to be that good.
Mm.
Oh, but there's Joe Walsh jamming on the flashback session. <Sure. clears throat> Anyway, all that aside, here's the deal. We are going to stay up and drink vodka and beer until the exact hour, which is coming up soon. And we're going to walk out there and record nothing because there are no bugs tonight.
Mm.
And I have to say, I'm glad that Pepsi or Coca-Cola or McDonald's or Walmart didn't put any of their money behind this fantastic promotion, because even though it's a fantastic promotion brought on by myself,
the cicada promotion.
He's talking about
calling his broadcast a promotion.
Gone and like I'm here.
One tape at a time,
yes, please.
There's no bugs. There's no.
He's very depressed about.
Now we're gonna call Rob bugs. Again.
Sure. Wouldn't you be?
Call Rob again.
We're going to try and make him angry.
luck with that.
Let me do this.
It's hard to make Rob mad.
That's right.
Again, listen, he is absolutely hypnotized by the commercials.
Yes, and he's trying to call Rob.
And then there's that.
No. God.
I'd like to hear that one again.
We'll isolate it.
Joe, what are you doing? He's dialing. Can you hear him dialing?
I hear the beep.
Very slowly.
Let me try this.
Yeah, that's right. It's like the world's most retarded phone.
I bet he won't answer. Joe, I bet he won't answer.
Yeah. Go play volleyball with those retarded kids, Joe.
Dodgeball.
No.
Were they throwing a volleyball at the retarded kid, Buzz?
Yes, they were. She was sitting in the stand.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a dodgeball.
Sorry. No.
Mike, retarded details are important to me.
I'll let you listen.
Sort of became.
I'll let all of you listen to this.
Listen to what? This is the last segment of Joe.
This is
Wait for the tone.
Hey, Rob, I want you to be a guest on my show. So pick up your phone. I know you're not doing anything better.
Sleeping.
Anyway, Artinger out.
Oh, dear.
I think we're almost...
Actually, you're missing my new show. It's called Artinger Now.
Almost. Artinger Now. But it was Artinger here.
Artinger, hey.
But we're on Locust. You said you booked them, and they're not here yet. Just a terrible band called Bad Company.
Do you know how we're all reacting right now? We're all reacting like a real drunk at a party. Aren't we?
We've heard
like at the beginning, it's just hysterical.
We're
you know? Amazed funny, yeah. And then it's like,
well,
okay.
It's only got 20 seconds left.
Well,
I hope he has a strong finish.
I think you will.
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, I got to turn off the phone, man.
Oh, it hasn't hung up yet.
Let me see what I'm doing. Oh, wait. Bye.
Wait.
That I believe, is it.
Is that it?
He never went outside.
No, he never went outside. Well, there were no bugs.
There he is. And those are Joe's cicada tapes.
All right.
He never went outside. We never got a
It was an
off.
Interesting ending. It went out with a whimper, but it was strong.
Yes,
I thank everyone for calling in and making sure we played them.
Listen on Monday's episode when Joe will get drunk and sing Happy Birthday to Frida.
Yay.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was outside the whole time. I was on my patio.
Oh, Joe.
You were outside. Okay.
Gotcha.
It was a remote.
Oh, it sounded like you were in your living room. Was the radio outside with you?
Yeah.
And we'll hear a clue. Press conference for the Stuntman Award Show 2004.
Are we surrounded by talent or what?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everywhere you turn on this show.
Can't escape.
Wow. If I could just point out, we started to get into this in the pre-show. Here's another tape that we started in the pre-show. We never got to the bad DJ segments today. We've got so many DJs. Remember we had, what's this guy, the Iceman?
Experience the Iceman.
I can feel him.
I have felt him. Strange that I have not.
You know, I'm a simple man. I like to see scantily clad women and people getting mauled by polar bears.
He's a guy that wants a job.
This is John Connery, and I listen to the Iceman every day on 107.9 WCSB.
He's bad.
Oh, I really don't, but he's paying me a substantial amount of money.
Wake 96.9, home with the best variety of the 90s. And today, this is Feral K. More fun than a bag of sugar and a wet finger on the weekend. Celebrity couple sighting, Paris Hilton and Backstreet Boy Nick Carter. Yeah, she's in the tough guys now. This guy couldn't rape a breeze. 96.9.
Well, and, you know, he could learn a few things from Joe Art.
You get the idea, but God, so many tapes, so little time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I only wish that you guys would follow my lead. I can't tell you how many times we get done on a Friday and they say, hey, kids, listen, I know it's not the way it's done, but let's meet on Saturday and Sunday. Do extra shows.
Absolutely. And just for our own amusement.
Just to get all this great stuff out.
Absolutely.
You know who always says no? There he is right there.
Yeah, I can't.
He values his weekends, Don.
Everybody says, yes, we'll come and do it. Not Buzz.
I can't do it.
No, he's got important stuff.
Are you kidding?
Buzz is probably the one who would come in on the weekend.
Can they please? I think we know the guy that wouldn't. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
How are y'all?
Mike O'Meara.
Yeah, I'll see you about 9 a.m.
Oh, Buzz!
Yes!
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz Girdley.
It's me.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, what's the lead story today? We shouldn't have played all those Joe tapes?
No, not at all. Today's lead story...
No, I'm kidding. That was good.
Yes. President Bush gets a scolding from the Pope.
Oh, dear. All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Right here on the Don and Mike Show. That was very
impressive.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod.
They always play the tired card.
Right.
Don and Mike.
No, he's not retarded.
Throw a volleyball at him.
Yeah.
Time for news.
Here's the story.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax. World's number one sexual performance pleasure enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax, number one because it works. VMAX.
Just won't stall.
Now with news and comments, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The president gave the Pope an award, and the Pope gave the president a scolding. W gave the Pontiff America's highest civilian award, the Medal of Freedom, and the Pope gave W a dressing down over Iraq. He reminded the president of the Vatican's opposition to the war. He mentioned certain recent deplorable events, an obvious reference to the U.S. abuse of prisoners in Iraq. He told the president his visit to Rome came, quote, at a moment of great concern. Along the motorcade route, Italians let their feelings be known. Now, Mr. Bush is off to France to meet with President Jacques Chirac, who's also not a big fan of
that's
the Iraqi war.
That's
going to
go great.
That's
going to go great.
Rather than, you know, we could do the bit where I pretend to be the Pope and Mike does the Bush thing. The video of the Pope with Bush, the other day we were discussing the Pope.
Whether he's able to say these things that are attributed to him.
Buzz actually watched the tape. And if you give Buzz a second, now not like he's doing an impression, but... Listen to the pacing, because I said to Buzz, did you actually see footage of the
Pope talking to Bush?
Because Buzz was, you know, I know your thought is, well, we would do, not only is it a good story, but it's a good bit for us.
Right.
But I think it's better if you just tell everybody, because I said to Buzz, did you watch the tape? How does he speak? Now, take your time, and I mean literally.
Yeah, that's required, actually.
Because Buzz saw the tape of the Pope lecturing Bush.
Well, you know, John Paul has the Parkinson's disease.
Exactly.
And reporters who observed the rest of the day say that he seemed to be alert and, you know, more or less move about okay for a man of his age and condition.
Right.
Yeah. They said that the toughest part for the Pontiff seemed to be his prepared remarks to the president. The Pope sat at a table with a microphone across from the president, and he spoke very slowly, kind of one word at a time, like, at a moment of great concern.
It was that slow.
That slow.
Yeah.
What did W look like when he was doing that? Listening attentively, of course.
Really?
As best he could.
Wow.
And I understand that the Pope was very hard to understand. I don't understand, you know... The Polish or Italian, but...
Right. Well, he was speaking English, I assume.
Well, you couldn't tell, according to people who were there. The only way we know, actually, what the Pontiff said is because his prepared remarks were written down so we could examine them, because you can't understand what he's saying.
Really?
Are you sure our president wasn't stifling laughter?
So he knows...
Biting his lower lip. Man, that's funny. Yeah.
So Bush knows that the Pope's going to say, hey, the war is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's probably got it in advance, right? He got an advance copy. You ever do something as a kid, something bad, and you knew your mom was going to find out, so you picked a flower or you bought a trinket or something.
Well, that's exactly it. So what Bush does is, he says,
the Medal of Freedom.
Give me this medal.
There's a Medal of Freedom, so you don't yell at me so bad. But it didn't make any difference.
But he still yelled at him, and painstakingly, slowly yelled at him.
Yeah. Wow.
And then he gets to go to France tomorrow.
Yes, to meet with Jacques Chirac.
Why don't I take this weekend trip?
Ask Jacques Chirac. Can you imagine? Even I feel bad for Bush in that one, right?
So, Mr. Bush, where are these weapons of mass destruction, huh?
Which country was right anyway, huh, Mr. Bush? Huh?
You think you're so big and strong going with the invading army?
Look at my wife. Look. Lift your arm, darling.
Yes, she has hair under it.
Look at that. Now, Laura Bush, lift your arm. Oh, how sad. It is as smooth as Rob Spivak's back.
Laura, get me a Medal of Freedom out of the White House closet. I got to go see Chirac.
Okay, you cynics, call it coincidence if you want, but with the Memorial Day holiday past and the election ahead, gasoline prices are about to drop.
Of course they are.
We're told that the oil-producing countries in the Middle East have decided to ease our fears about a shortage this summer.
Thanks, OPEC.
By increasing output by, 2 million barrels a day now and another 500,000 barrels a day come August. They opened the spigot just a little more and the price of a barrel dropped 68 cents in one day. It was just that easy, and the luckiest of coincidences. There were fears that rising oil prices would up the economy. Yes?
Buzz, now, I'm not a smart man. But were you being cynical there?
No, I think
were
you all... No, when I say lucky, I'm sincere. Don't you? Aren't you glad the price of gasoline's going down? I know I am.
You know, there's a word. It's called caustic, and I think that's what you're being. I
color us lucky.
I don't detect it.
You're being.
you're just reading into it. There were fears that rising oil prices would jam up the economy, mostly because it affects airlines, trucks, and trains. At $2 a gallon right now, as Don pointed out earlier, Americans are paying almost half what Europeans pay for gas.
You're jamming me. Great. Hey, mention that to Marcia, your wife Marcia.
Tom Petty?
She loves Tom Petty.
Yes, she does.
I love that Tom Petty song, especially at the very end. And it was so timely when that song came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was Eddie Murphy was super popular, like Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Right.
And Tom Petty said... Eddie Murphy doing the same jokes. Stop jamming me. Ahead of his time, Mr. Tom Petty.
Yes, he is.
But boy, look at that face. What a horse face on that.
Oh, I think he's handsome.
What a horse face on that guy.
Win them all.
What did your wife see in that guy?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like your wife...
The music, I guess, mainly.
Well, no, she loves him, though. I mean, when she speaks, when your wife speaks about Tom Petty, she calls him Tom and and is very excited about his music and his appearance.
Has all of his tapes and albums and every move she's aware of.
Does that bother you?
No, not really.
Right. And who do you feel that way about, Buzz?
Gosh, almost everybody.
That is funny. That's a Friday funny from Buzz Burbank.
And the truth.
Yes.
I think somebody slipped the truth serum into Buzz today.
Who do you feel that way about? Almost
everybody.
Yeah. Almost everybody.
Yeah. I'm a lover of people. And now,
I'm the opposite. Proud to be.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you now after all these years.
Well, now... Two men are suing an upscale strip club in New York for being a little too upscale. One man got a bill for his evening's entertainment of just over $28,000.
Whoa!
Did
he have table dancing?
Oh, that's nothing.
$28,000? How do you do that?
Oh, forget about that. This second guy says his credit cards were billed nearly $130,000 for his 7 unforgettable hours at Scores.
Wow. All right, that's about $20,000 an hour.
Yeah.
So?
$130,000. This New Yorker and three of his friends arrived at 9 p.m.
Here I am playing devil's advocate, like, it's $20,000 an hour.
It's great entertainment.
You know, I mean, if you got the money, what the hell?
Yeah, I can kind of relate to that.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But not quite on this scale.
Not really.
No, the New Yorker and three of his friends arrived at 9 p.m. October 23rd of last year. He says they sat at the bar for a couple of hours and then moved to a back room for... other services.
Okay, so then the question is, did they get sex? Did they have intercourse?
The lawsuit does not specify these services.
Boy, they must. I would hope that. For $28,000, I would hope so.
And the other guy, what, one night?
Yeah, one night for $130,000.
I mean, for that, fly me to Mexico and let me see the show with the donkeys.
Amen.
Fly the donkey here. he says that even though it was obvious he was drunk, Scores continued to supply him with booze and services. The bill, $129,626.
Oh, yeah. Imagine explaining that to your wife. Oh, Can you imagine that? The Visa bill shows up and your wife opens that and you come home and she goes, oh, listen, that trip you took. You bought some drinks for the... Jesus. You know, your wife would say, where's the donkey? You know, $120,000, where's the donkey?
That's amazing. You would think that only organized crime places would do something like that.
That would be a tough one to get through the business department on an expense report.
That would be true.
Yeah, you'd have to keep the tip down.
So to speak.
Okay. Okay. Okay, CSI fans.
All right.
Name a case in which DNA evidence might be useless. Are you stumped?
Well, hold on.
A case in which DNA evidence might be useless.
You're stumped, aren't you?
Is it a murder case?
Oh, it could be any case. Any case in which DNA is found... and is considered as potential evidence, what kind of case would that be useless or more or less useless?
I have no idea.
Me either.
Twins. Identical twins. A new report says it's starting to become an issue. Identical twins have virtually identical DNA. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, Jerome and Tyrone Cooper are both in custody.
That's good for someone committing a crime.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Oh, is that good? And I have a question.
Like if the twins go out on a killing spree and one guy does it one weekend, the other guy does it on the next.
I have examples.
Why do they call them the Minnesota Twins?
They used something like this like 2 weeks ago. Remember the guy who was a car sculptor or something?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, they did use
it. So it did happen in real life.
It does, more than you think.
Say, double your pleasure, double your fun.
Jerome and Tyrone Cooper, both in custody in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jerry's now locked up for failing to register as a sex offender, but Jerome is also behind bars on home invasion charges.
I know only one thing, Buzz.
What's that?
At the end of the day, they're both going to have to look in the mirror.
Now, DNA from one of these guys is connected to a rape in 1999. Now, what police have to do is figure out which one.
It's a case of double vision.
Twice last year here in Virginia, DNA from an unsolved burglary and an unsolved rape matched with pairs of identical twins.
Okay. Sure, and Siamese twins want to be known as...
Unconjoined, but it ain't gonna happen.
In both the Virginia cases, one of the twins was already in jail when the crime was committed, so police knew it was the other one. In Houston last year, neither twin would confess to the sexual assault of a young girl, but the DNA told police it was one of the twins.
Where was that, Buzz?
This was in Houston.
Going back to Houston.
Houston.
What a town.
Houston.
What an asshole.
We were there for the Super Bowl, and they have all these signs up, be proud of Houston.
Yeah. P.U. God, if we ever go on there, are we going to have to lie about that town?
Absolutely.
What a garbage pail that town is.
Only way police solved this case, the one who failed the lie detector test finally confessed.
However, we are heard in Dallas and other great parts of Texas.
Stars at night are big and bright.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
See, we love Texas.
Sure.
Just where we're heard.
So police scientists are now learning to look for the amazingly tiny differences in the DNA of identical twins.
You seem to have been dancing around this story, and I should point out that it takes two to tango.
Now, the UFOs are over Portugal. Since the first of the year, military personnel have spotted unidentified flying objects in the sky over Iran and Mexico.
Good.
The Portuguese Air Force has been on alert since Tuesday night sighting.
And they fly those biplanes, don't they? You know, those World War II planes.
Quoting a newspaper, military radar surveillance has been increased and F-16 planes are ready for takeoff. For 2 or 3 minutes, just before midnight, witnesses saw a silent, luminous object in the sky.
Here it is. It's up there.
The Air Force called it, quote, a target that was not identified as a plane.
It's scary.
Scientists say it could not have been a meteorite. They say it could have been a satellite, but none have been reported to be re-entering the atmosphere.
This is from Mexico.
No, that's from Portugal now.
Well, either way.
They're everywhere.
The aliens, they're gathering people who work in garden and lawn supplies.
There you go.
That's what they're doing.
That's it. It's daddy scary.
They're looking for gardeners. They're coming down. They're beaming down.
Beware.
Watch out.
Kids in Little Rock, Arkansas are going to start getting 2 grade cards. One for the usual stuff and one for on how fat they might be.
Like a report card?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rob. You have an A and an F. Rob's
Beanbag. I tried so hard.
It's a battle against obesity, even though a recent report showed Texas to be the state with the fattest kids. The school system's health director in Little Rock says he wants to know how many are overweight, how many are underweight, and how many are just right.
Sorry, Texas.
Stars at night are big and bright.
And big and fat.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The grade cards come with helpful tips for parents on how to make the kids' diets healthier and how exercise might not be a bad idea. The mother of a fourth grader says it's just going to lead to more teasing from other kids. She says she'd be surprised if this doesn't set off a whole round of anorexia and bulimia.
Oh, and Montel today. Only Montel still does these shows. Oh, here it is. Montel had the giant babies on today.
Oh, the giant babies.
And if that's not the greatest, it was like a 15-month-old who weighed 120 pounds.
Did he feed him?
Yes, he did.
Of course.
Have you seen it before?
No, but they always feed him.
And then they bring out his little sister.
Right.
She's like 3 months old. He weighs something like 50 pounds.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
And the mom and the dad are fat like the comic book salesman on The Simpsons. And they got the kid.
Right.
You know, they're looking at the kid now. He's 3 years old or something. 150 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And they're saying to the kid, and he's a three-year-old. You know, mm-hmm. What do you like? There was already a lot of that fat guy breathing. He's just 3 years old.
Oh, dear.
Candy.
Of course.
Candy. And then the mother goes, he loves Skittles. He loves. And then Montel says something like, well, how many Skittles does he eat? Sometimes in a day, 10 or 11 bags.
Oh. And the parents are just clueless.
No. And the audience, which of course is standing there and booing them the whole time. Every time she says something like 8 or 9 bags of Skittles, the audience stands up like,
boo!
But meanwhile, nobody's doing anything about it.
No, of course not.
Everybody wants to see the big, gigantic, fat baby.
The big, fat baby. It's good for ratings.
And then anyway, they get that. The whole thing is, you know, because Montel, like Jerry and the rest of them, try to wind it up at the end, try to clear their conscience by saying, we didn't put the show on to exploit these fat babies.
We're going
to
help this baby. We're taking away the Skittles.
We did this because America's so obese. And because,
right.
Frankly,
public America, service.
Because Americans are so stupid, they need Montel Williams to tell them, don't let your kids eat 11 bags of Skittles.
8 or 9 bags a day.
They're going to be 150 pounds when they're 3 years old.
Skittles.
You know, the thing, you're watching it, and you're going, at first you go, oh, these poor kids.
Yes.
But then after a while, it's like with a car wreck. You know, you look at it. You
get acclimated to it.
Long enough, and then you start going, well, cool.
Yeah, cool. And if anyone, and then, feed the kid yourself.
And then Montel says, what do you want to eat? And he says, Skittles, again, the whole day. And then Montel says, now here's the best part of the show. You think you could eat some pizza?
Oh. Is that what he said?
Kid goes, yeah.
Of course.
They come back. No, they don't want to go too far with it. Like, I have a, you know, I'm thinking, and they have the New York style pizza, you know, from
the thin crust.
Right, from pizzeria. And
look at that son of a bitch.
That big, like, gigantic 23 inch pizza. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is going to be the best show I've ever seen if they have the 150-year-old 3-pound kid eat an entire pizza.
The 150-pound kid, right?
3-year-old. I'm sorry.
You said the 150-year-old. Now that would be a show too. It's a 150-year-old 3-pound man.
They sat him in the corner, and he started to eat. And Montel Williams said, now we're not going to have him eat the entire pizza. That would be, oh, we've got a bit of an accident. And they went to a shot of the kid. That had the pizza all over himself. And he's just sitting there, no shirt on, with a big, dirty diaper, his big, fat legs sticking out. And Montel Williams giving him a piece of pizza. I'm telling you.
Oh, high quality entertainment, right?
God, is that fantastic? You know, and then the message at the end. There's a serious problem with obesity in America.
Right.
You know, even though we've been feeding this 150-pound kid candy and pizza and had him go in his pants on TV, please remember the message the Montel Williams Show is bringing you.
Yeah, because the Montel Williams Show is good.
Yeah.
And because they do a lot of good.
People booed because Montel's audience is full of right-thinking Americans.
Amen, brother.
Baby Huey. Oh, is that great. Buzz, what's next? We got to do a break here.
Janet Jackson is even more of a bad girl than you thought.
Hello. Yes, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters but the weekend.
Bow, bow, bow.
From a new standpoint of view.
Bow, bow, bow. Richard McGlide by the Kings.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. The Don and Mike Show.
Joe. I hope you get the chance to switch to Glide this weekend. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Those Jackson kids,
Those crazy Jacksons.
Janet apparently isn't through being naughty. And in a new interview, she says she's always been that way. Says she used to hide in the bushes and watch her sister LaToya make out with boyfriends and then report back to the other kids. Says she had fantasies about Teddy Pendergrass and Barry Manilow.
Really?
And Janet says...
Was that pre or post wheelchair? With Teddy Pendergrass.
I don't know. Probably before.
Does it really matter?
Exactly. Janet says she has...
Well, they couldn't do it the way O.J. said that Kobe did it.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it takes...
Well, I guess they could.
Two people.
Yeah, they probably could.
I think you could.
I think
with,
I might.
With, I think with Teddy Pendergrass would definitely have to be the one...
Yeah. Thank you. Well put.
Thanks.
Janet says she has many personalities, including Strawberry... Which is a street term for a...
Starberry.
A street term for a hooker who sleeps with pimps, is what it is.
Really? Starberry. Hi, Robert Mailman.
Quoting Janet, that personality within her, quote, likes it rough.
Oh.
Janet says she's afraid she's turning into a nymphomaniac. Quoting her, I've always enjoyed sex. Sometimes I feel like I've enjoyed it too much.
Oh, bad girl.
Starberry.
The first message is, hey, Robert Mailman.
Starberry. Jessica Alba. Is apparently a little like Janet.
Oh, she's the Dark Angel girl,
mm-hmm.
right?
From TV.
Really?
She says lovemaking is only good for its own sake for about the first 5 years of a relationship. After that, quote, you bring in stuff to make it outrageous, like 3 a.m. on top of a car or outrageous. In a barn.
If you please.
Let's all just picture that for a moment.
She
also says, quote, people only have really freaky sex with people you don't know that well.
What, come again?
She says people only have the really freaky sex
with people they
don't know that
they
well.
Don't know.
Nah, I don't
we
know
could
that.
Never have freaky sex then.
You're right.
I know you too well. Right. Same with you, Mike. Same with you, Buzz.
Yeah, we're no longer in the first 5 years.
George Michael.
Now him, I don't know very well.
Exactly.
I could have freaky sex with him.
A long time though.
Let's all picture that.
Bring different things into it.
I'll go up to the ranch.
Yeah, he'll be catching.
Well, here's a headline that gets your attention: Man sues wife because she used to be ugly.
Hey.
In China. When a man got a look at the ugly baby his wife had just delivered, he first suspected she had had an affair. Now he realizes the baby looks just like the mother used to look.
Oh.
Under pressure from the affair accusation, the mother confessed she'd had plastic surgery before she met her husband. And
look at this baby. He looked nothing like me. Say hello to daddy.
Uh-huh.
Look, that baby looked nothing like me.
There he is.
Or you.
Uh-huh.
Hello, baby.
We go to see your auntie, okay?
Uh-huh.
She announced to her husband that before the surgery, she was ugly. She showed her husband a picture of her former self. He has now filed for divorce.
I was on the salon.
And thousands of dollars in settlement.
You have deceived me. I am leaving, okay?
Women.
The salon.
I love the show, The Salon.
The Salon. Time for the big reveal.
And then instead of going to the salon, they go to the salon.
Saran.
The salon.
Not for the big reveal.
Women who are looking for a man who'll stay and not stray should pack on a few pounds. A new study says 7 out of 10 faithful men prefer women sized 16 or over. Nearly half the...
Hold on. Let me just try to figure this out. You know, I'm always bad with girl sizes.
Guys stay home. Women in 16 is big.
Okay.
Yeah, these days, especially because they've changed the sizes. Nearly half the over 1,200 men surveyed admitted they'd had at least one affair. Most of them had slender wives and girlfriends. 64% of men with a partner under size 12 confessed to straying, compared to just 20% of the guys with gals over size 12.
Crazy, I'm best. No!
7 out of 10 of the men with slim wives or girlfriends
betting to ends
said their lovers were too worried about appearance to enjoy sex.
Crazy, I'm best. No!
8 out of 10 of the men with heavier mates called their love life fantastic and uninhibited.
Crazy, I'm best. No!
Yeah, the butt.
Now this...
What?
I just said something.
Yeah. I know you did.
I'm not repeating it.
You'd be like shock jock crazy now.
I know, crazy me.
In sports, the Indiana Pacers equipment manager has been arrested for exposing his equipment. Tuesday morning, just before Game 6, 44-year-old Joe Cotato was getting relaxed and centered in front of his hotel room window there in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh.
Quoting the police chief, apparently he was proud of his equipment.
Oh, dear.
He shoots from downtown, and yes, swish.
And finally, the roller coaster at Coney Island.
Save and the beauty.
Fred says, let's talk it over. The roller coaster at Coney Island came to a stop, and the riders had to be rescued after something got jammed in the wheels.
What?
It was some lady's wig. Quoting Jerry, the ride manager, this happens sometimes.
Great coaster,
good
JC.
Heavens, no.
Yes. Heavens, no.
Great coaster, JC.
Quoting Jerry, something flies out and gets stuck. Usually it's a sweater or a pocketbook.
Mike, there you are making the obvious joke about J.C. Hayward, who we know is bald, woman who works at Channel 9, when actually you should be thinking about...
Hi, this is Surf. Great coaster.
The woman who'd lost the wig.
Oh, it's a woman. Not, see, yeah, it
in this
be,
case.
Couldn't
yeah.
be Don Caldwell. Right.
Or could it?
Hi, this is Surf.
The woman who'd lost the wig never came back to reclaim it.
Well, I'm never riding this coaster again.
I'm Sumner.
How you doing?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you much, Buzz.
No!
Yeah!
No.
Listen, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you Monday with the new episode. Have a great and safe weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. And we'll be back on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, La La.
Sundown means birthday.
La La.
Hug somebody. Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.